The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, it has been a long season, and for the Middlebury College Panthers, this is the final game. Good afternoon, everybody, from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler with you from the Chip, and the final game of the 2017-2018 season. And it's kind of appropriate, Jason, that for the Panthers, even though they are out of the playoffs, they have the potential to play spoiler as the Amherst Mammoths, looking to move up in the standings, still an important game.
Yeah, Amherst could finish as high as third and finish as low as sixth, depending on how the other games around the NESCAC shake out. And looking around at the NESCAC standings before the game, Bruce, it wasn't a team that really dominated play besides the top team in the NESCAC. Everybody was kind of close to one another, and that's something that we talked about yesterday, that it was nice to see that the game still, on the final day of the season, has meaning in terms of playoff seedings. And the game has a lot of meaning for Middlebury, too, does it not?
Well, it is senior weekend here, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there are six seniors who are finishing up their college careers here at the college. Sunho Park, number 13. Vinny Giasanti, number 18. Braden Quast, number 23. Goaltender Stephen Klein, number 31. Mark McClellan, the captain, number 37. And number 42, David Bellucci. All great people, great hockey players. We had the privilege of getting to know them fairly well this season. And it's going to be kind of tough seeing them, you know, finish their career here. I got to see them develop from freshmen. But again, they're great people, great hockey players, and it has been a privilege to watch them play the past couple of years. And again, senior weekend here at the college. And so kind of a bunch of mixed emotions, I guess you could say.
Mixed emotions, and we heard them speak, and Vinny Giasanti in particular, at the post-game meal yesterday about how they wanted to leave it all out there on the ice, and encouraging the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors to really cherish every moment, that it's going to be fun for the rest of the ride. I don't think it's quite hit them yet that it's their last game, that some of them are ever going to put on skates, and if it has, you know that you leave it out there all on the ice. Do you have any memories of your final game there?
Yeah,
it sticks out to you?
You know, I do. You know, I wasn't a very good player. I didn't play all that much. But, you know, it hits you that that's it. You know, I mean, I did play some semi-pro roller hockey, but it's a lot different. You know, being in a building like this, you know, one of the things I said to Vinny Giasanti yesterday, who is one of my all-time favorite Middlebury College players. He's just somebody that you root for, not only in hockey, but in life. He's a great person. And as long as I've been doing this, when I walk into this building, I get goosebumps sometimes, because you look at all the national championship banners here. The Middlebury program, of course, with all the NESCAC championships and the appearances in the NCAA. And we never had that. I never had that. We had, when I played at St. Mike's, we had one really good year. And I didn't play very much because I wasn't a very good player. Hockey's a lot different now. But I think you hit it right on the head. You know, it doesn't really hit you that, you know, you're not going to practice every day. You're not putting on the skates. You're not getting together with the guys, so to speak. I mean, yeah, you can play in men's league. And some of the players, like Stephen Klein, who does have aspirations to play pro in either the U.S. or Europe. And quite frankly, I think he's good enough to do either, because he's an excellent goaltender.
Yes.
But it does hit you at some point, like, wow, this is it, you know. So they do want to leave it all on the ice. But, you know, it makes it it makes it a little bit bittersweet because when you get to know the players and get to realize that they're really good people, there's more to hockey in this. They're also good people, and, you know, I'm sure you, like me, you want to see good people succeed.
Yeah.
So it's really been a privilege doing these games, and you know, it'd be nice to see Middlebury come away with a win here.
And I've covered plenty of teams throughout my young career, but especially these guys, just how mature that they are, how willing they are to talk to us, how much they're willing to make us a part of their family this season was really beneficial to us and just made us appreciate them all that much more.
You know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, Coach Neil Sinclair, who is the top dog, so to speak, you know, he was a first-team All-American and an ECAC selection back in 1993. He has a ton of experience. He's a great coach. He spent 10 years behind the Skidmore bench and named Coach of the Year 2006-2007. And assistant coach Brian Finney, while he was here, two NCAA championships, 2003-2004 and 2004-2005, also garnering three NESCAC crowns. And here's something I bet you didn't know, or maybe you did. Coach Finney was also an excellent lacrosse player as a long stick midfielder for the Panthers. You know, he once won an NCAA championship in 2002, and he won an NESCAC title every year he was here. And the reason I bring that up is because these coaches are winners. They're able to impart that on the players, and it's just been such a privilege to be able to watch this year.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And so important lessons you learn through sports on and off the ice to, you know, treat everybody with respect and know that your teammates are your brothers. That's a lesson that I don't think these Middlebury seniors have had to learn. I think they've had a good attitude every year, every game, and that's why it's been such a pleasure covering them, right? They're fun, they're serious when they need to be, and they know what they need to do when they come out and play there on the ice. I'm sad for these guys that it's their last game. I'm sad that it's our last game, and it's been a memorable season, and look, we got 60 more minutes. Let's enjoy it.
We will enjoy it. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we will preview this afternoon's game against the Mammoths. We'll also talk about a little bit about some of the seniors and the game against the Mammoths earlier this season back on December 9th. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini, and then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you, and have a great day.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. 3, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. 4, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And 5, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, one of the best places to watch a hockey game. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler with you. The grand finale, so to speak, as the Panthers wrap up their 2017-2018 season here at the Chip with a game against the Amherst College Mammoths. And as Jason said early in the pregame show, a game that still has a tremendous amount of importance for both teams, but more so for Amherst.
Yeah, Amherst, like plenty of other teams in the NESCAC, does not have their playoff seeding cemented. And that's, again, what makes NESCAC competition so interesting, because we're on the final day of the season. We still don't know where these teams are going to finish there in the NESCAC. If we look at it, Trinity's got everything sold up. They're 14-3-1 overall. 14-3-1 in the conference. 17-5-2 overall. They're locked in at that number one seed. Connecticut College locked in at that number two seed at 9-5-4. Amherst could finish as low as sixth and as high as third where they sit now, depending on how the other games go. And it's really something we've enjoyed as we've been perusing NESCAC competition, and we've seen that on any given day, any team can win.
Yeah, and again, it has been kind of challenging to figure out who's going to finish out where, because again, in the NESCAC, the playoff seedings are done on winning percentage, not points. So the ties don't have as much value as a win, so it's just tough to figure it out sometimes. But again, as Jason mentioned, the Mammoths could finish as high as third and as low as sixth. And as we mentioned yesterday on the broadcast, the top four teams have home ice advantage. And again, that is significant, especially with the weather, with the travel, with time for preparation. It's a pretty big deal. So although the Panthers would certainly like to win this game and end the season on a positive note, for Amherst, the game probably a little bit more important.
Yeah, I mean, if they finish in that top four seating, that means they don't have to travel. That means you get to sleep in your own bed. You get used to your own pregame routine, because it's the same routine you've been doing, because again, you wake up in your own bed, you start your day the same way. And it's big for the school too financially. You don't have to pay the buses and the travel fees and all that. So that's something on the minds of Amherst and the Amherst administration. But for Middlebury, you have the opportunity to play spoiler, so don't overlook that.
Yeah, earlier this season, the Panthers and Mammoths met at the Amherst Barn, another great place to watch hockey, the Orr Rink up in Amherst, Massachusetts. That game was on Saturday, December 9th, in a game that the Mammoths won 4-1. Now, we know that goal scoring has been challenging for the Panthers the entire season, but in that contest, Middlebury jumped on the board first when Owen Powers redirected a shot from the point. It was a blast by Brendan Dawson at 16-13 of the first period. It was a power play goal and gave the Panthers a 1-0 lead. But early in the second period, the hosts tied the game as Thomas Lindstrom notched a power play marker at 51 seconds of the second period to tie the game at 1. And then from there, it was the Patrick Daly show. The sophomore right wing scored a natural hat trick, sealing a 4-1 win for the hosts. And in that game, Amherst goaltender Connor Girard stopped 17 of the 18 shots in the win, while for the Panthers, Mr. All-World goaltender Stephen Klein made 19 saves in the loss. And not really surprising, we'll see both of those goaltenders again today.
Yeah, and it's really a pleasure for us to get to watch Stephen Klein one last time suit up for Middlebury. Again, the all-time saves leader. Can't say enough about what he was able to do throughout this season and what he was able to do last night, too, really. And it's just a pleasure to watch a guy that understands the game so well and is able to get after it so well. And one of the only people nicer than Steven, we got to speak to his parents, and they were just so proud of him, and really nice to see all the seniors' parents in for senior weekend. And again, just the culmination of everything the seniors have been able to do this year. And Middlebury is a tight group. They're a a team that has a lot of pride in playing in one another, and they'll have a lot of pride as they come out here and try to spoil some things for Amherst.
Yeah, you know, I think you hit it right on the head. I've always thought that Stephen Klein is a class act, and after meeting his mom and dad last night, you can certainly see where that comes from. They are certainly in that category, as well as are all the Middlebury players. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the keys to today's game. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the NESCAC action from yesterday and something that happened in one of the other games that took place yesterday that could impact the playoff seedings in the games going on today. We'll be right back. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The President's Day sales event is going on now at the Automaster Honda. Lease a 2018 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $199 per month for 36 months, 36,000 miles a year. Take a test drive today at the Automaster, ahead of the curve. Price based on stock number 18H0099, $29.99 cash or trade. First payment due at signing. Vermont tax, registration and fees, dealer fees, gap insurance, and preferred Automaster package. See dealer for details. The Automaster Honda, Route 7 Shelburne. TheAutomasterHonda.com.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury on the One Credit Union Radio Network as we get ready for the season finale between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Amherst Mammoths here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And as we mentioned earlier in the pregame show, a lot of NESCAC action yesterday, two games today on the slate, and a lot of the playoff seeding still undecided. But yesterday in the NESCAC, Bowdoin over Conn College 7-3. Of course, Hamilton beating Middlebury 1-0. Colby shutting out Tufts 3-0. And Trinity over Wesleyan 3-1. But the game we wanted to talk about for a second is a wild finish between Williams and Amherst. And in that game, something that you don't see too often. Now, Williams was leading in this game 6-1. And then late in the third period, one of the players for the Eafs took an attempt to injure Major in a gross misconduct, which is not something you see all that often in the NESCAC. And as kind of a side note, I have a feeling that he'll be hearing from the conference about that. That's not something that's typically tolerated. But again, the Mammoths scoring three power play goals in the third period and adding another. The game wound up 6-5 in favor of Williams. But again, a wild finish for the Mammoths and Eve. So again, we'll see if that carries over today in terms of the goal-scoring prowess that they shared in the third period.
Yeah, and we'll... It'll be interesting to see if Amherst is a little bit tired after such a tough game there down at Williams. And again, we want to see Middlebury come out and get after it quickly, as we wanted to see them do all season long. And they've been able to do during that first period. They've had eight consecutive games where they've had a scoreless first period that they played to. So it's good to have a scoreless first period, because it means you're keeping the other team off the board, but it means you're not doing what you need to do offensively. So hopefully Middlebury's leading and Amherst is scoreless after the first period, where it's been the strongest first period has been for Middlebury all season long. Just hope a trend like that continues. And again, can't say it enough. You're Middlebury. Leave it out on the ice if you're the seniors. Give it all you got, because this could be your last game.
All right, and for the final time this season, let's take a look at the keys. First for the visiting Mammoths, Amherst College coming here to take on the Panthers. And with the keys for the game for the visitors, my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler.
Let's go through the tail of the tape first. They're 11-8-4 overall, 8-5-4 in the conference right now. That's good for third, but again, it depends on how the rest of the games shake out here later this afternoon. They put in 2.61. They allow 2.3 goals a game. They're very, very good on the power play. 19 of 89 on the season, 23.1%. They're very good on the penalty kill as well. 91 of 99, 91.9%. Shots per game, 31.6. Shots per game against, 26.6. They're a much better team at home than they are on the road, Bruce, which is to Middlebury's advantage, because they're 7-1-3 at their home rink and just 4-6-1 when they take to the road. And we see the carpet being rolled out for the Middlebury College seniors, just part of one of the celebrations of what they've been able to do this in their 4 years here. But to continue on with the keys, Amherst has to continue to be fantastic on the power play if given the opportunity by Middlebury. If Middlebury gives you the opportunity to get on the power play, convert with your usual high success rate. Again, like I said, 23.1% for Amherst. And my second key, it's not surprising, Bruce. We've talked about it all season long. It'll continue to be a motif in this one. It's goaltending. The game will be decided by strong play in net. Connor Girard needs to continue his strong play. He's got a save percentage of 91.5%. Stymie the Panthers' offensive chances and outscore them early on to bury them. And finally, don't let this be a trap game. Don't think that just because the Panthers are eliminated, this will be an easy win for you. That's what Oswego thought back during the Holiday Classic tournament here, and it cost them, as we saw. Respect Middlebury as much as you would any other opponent who's going to be making the playoffs. And finally, it's your last day of the regular season, so if you're Amherst, enjoy it too.
Yeah, absolutely. The Panthers are going to have their hands full today as the Mammoths coming into this game. Tops in the conference in both the power play and penalty kill, third in overall defense, and sixth in offense. So again, for the Mammoths, they have got some firepower. Now, the keys for the Panthers, they come into this game 4-17-2 overall, 2-13-2 in the conference. They're in 10th place. They don't score a lot of goals, 1.35 goals per game, 3.17 goals against. Their power play been an issue season, 4-67, 6%. Their penalty kill, though, is pretty good. They are fourth in the conference on the penalty kill at 85.7%. 2-9-2 at home, 2-8-0 on the road. They take about 24.6 shots per game, and they give up about 34.7. So in terms of the keys for this game, in my mind, realize, as you said a moment ago, Jason, that this game has meaning. Today's game is important, not just because the Panthers want to finish the season strong, but also, as mentioned, the Panthers have an opportunity to play spoiler here. The Mammoths are currently third in the conference, and with the other game going on today in the conference, which we'll talk more about later, Hamilton and Williams, they can finish anywhere from second to sixth, and that's because the top four teams get home ice advantage. That's why that's important, and it's a big deal come playoff time. And for the Panthers, knowing that they can have an impact on playoff seedings is a huge motivation. Number two, ride the seniors. For the six seniors on the team, David Bellucci, Vinny Gisanti, Braden Quast, Sunho Park, Mark McClellan, and Stephen Klein, it'll be an emotional weekend as they wrap up their hockey careers here. You know, while at this school, they've led by example, and today should be no different. Here's a stat for you, Jason, that I think is kind of neat. Going into this game, those seniors have played in 351 games, scored 34 goals and 31 assists for 65 points. That is a ton of experience, and I expect those players will have some extra jump today, and hopefully the team can capitalize on it. And finally, goaltending. Stephen Klein has been Middlebury's best player all season, and for the Panthers to win today's game, he'll need to be again. The Continentals score about 2.61 goals per game, while the Panthers average about half that. Klein has a 92.4% save percentage and a 2.65 goals against average. That is amazing, considering the amount of shots he has seen this season. He's second in the NESCAC overall in minutes played. In my mind, the team's MVP. He will need to have a good game for the Panthers to win today. What we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The President's Day sales event is going on now at the AutoMaster Honda. Lease a 2018 Honda HRV LX all-wheel drive for just $199 per month for 36 months, 36,000 miles a year. Take a test drive today at the AutoMaster, ahead of the curve. Price based on stock number 18H0099, $29.99 cash or trade. First payment due at signing. Vermont tax, registration and fees, dealer fees, gap insurance, and preferred AutoMaster package. See dealer for details. The AutoMaster Honda, Route 7 Shelburne. TheAutoMasterHonda.com.
Desiberry Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiberry on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler with you. The game today between the Amherst Mammoths and Middlebury College Panthers. And now with the starting lineups, first for the visiting Mammoths, Jason Wexler.
It'll be David White, the senior from Fairfield, Connecticut. The center will be Thomas Lindstrom, the senior captain from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And to his right, it'll be Patrick Daly, the guy who had the hat trick last time out. At left defense, it'll be Patrick Mooney, followed by Noah Gilreath, and in goal, once again, like when Middlebury played them, it'll be Connor Girard.
And now the starting lineups for the Panthers. Up front, number 20, sophomore left wing Trevor Turnbull. At center, number 9, sophomore Owen Powers. At right wing, Mitch Allen. Number 26 on defense, number 33, freshman Eric Jeremiah. On the right side, number 12, sophomore Frank Cozzolito. And in goal, number 31, goaltender Stephen Klein. We're going to take a break right here for the presentation of the American and Canadian national anthems. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The President's Day sales event is going on now at the AutoMaster Honda. Lease a 2018 Honda HRV LX all-wheel drive for just $199 per month for 36 months, 36,000 miles a year. Take a test drive today at the AutoMaster, ahead of the curve. Price based on stock number 18H0099, $29.99 cash or trade. First payment due at signing. Vermont tax, registration and fees, dealer fees, gap insurance, and preferred AutoMaster package. See dealer for details. The AutoMaster Honda, Route 7 Shelburne. TheAutoMasterHonda.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. NESCAC hockey action on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler with you as the Panthers wrap up the regular season here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The Panthers in their home white uniforms with blue numbers. They'll be skating from left to right. The Mammoths in their road blue with purple letters and numbers. They'll be going from right to left. Connor Girard in net for the Mammoths. And goaltender Stephen Klein in the net for the Panthers. Senior weekend here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. A really nice ceremony at the beginning of the game for the six seniors who will be wrapping up their career today. It was very emotional. Very honored to be part of this. And we are just about ready to go, taking the face-off for the Mammoths, Thomas Lindstrom, against Vinny Giacinti. Players at center ice, and we are just about ready to go. And here we go, the face-off won by Giacinti. Over to Ryan Ash, the defenseman for the Panthers. It's taken by Patrick Daly, who shot it in behind Klein right now. Over to Mark McClellan. David Bellucci up to McClellan, who dumps it into the Mammoth zone. Giacinti into the boards, hard into the left corner. The Panthers doing a nice job keeping it in there in the left corner. Giacinti along the boards. He's being walled by Patrick Mooney, one of the captains of the Mammoths. Giacinti with the puck again, spinning it around. The Panthers cycling. McClellan with the puck now. Noah Gilreath holding him along the boards. Jasanthi with the puck again over to McClellan. McClellan into the left circle. He's going to get a shot off. That one goes wide. Trevor Turnbull off the boards looking for Bellucci. Bellucci back at the right point. Sends it across to Mitch Allen. Allen in the left circle. Back to the point. Over to Ash, who sends it off the boards into the corner. Mooney sending it around the boards. No one there for Amherst, though. It's picked up by Turnbull, who sends it around again to Allen, who is waiting there. Owen Powers there as well. Mooney able to get it up to Lidstrom. One of the captains, one of the other captains for Amherst, dumping it into the Middlebury zone where it's taken away by Eric Jeremiah, who sends it off the boards to Powers, who's got it over to Allen, dumped into the Amherst zone, and it comes out. It's picked up by Joey Lupo, who comes into the Amherst zone at the left circle. It's in the corner now. Comes back to the point where Mark Esposito has it and can't keep it in, and here come the Panthers. Michael Fahey sends it back to Jeremiah, who sends it up as the Panthers change. Dumped into the Amherst zone by Danny Tai. Taken behind the net by Joey Lupo. Lupo sending it to Bondra, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Jimmy McKee back in the left corner. He is held up along the boards by Lupo. Puck being held down in the left corner as players converge from both teams. Brett Dineen able to take it away and sends it behind Klein's net. It's now in the right corner as the Mammoths try to get a place set up in front. Nick Bondra sent to the ice by Dineen, who makes a nice attempt to break that play up. And here comes Middlebury. Danny Tai over to Heinrichs, who dumps it in as the Panthers change. Phil Johansson back behind Girard. Leaves it for Vosepcha. Brings it up to Roche. Roche bringing it into the Middlebury zone. He's hit by Bellucci along the boards. A big hit there, picked up by Ash, who's able to dipsy-doodle his way out. Dumped into the Amherst zone. Matt Danner's got it there. Nice play by Kamil Tkachuk, who's able to send it in. Danner down on the ice in the right corner. Tkachuk still with the puck. Taken again by Danner, trying to center it to Jasanthi. Broken up by Mooney. Jasanthi has it again. Back to the point where Ash, a drive by Bellucci and a big stop by Girard. I think that hit Danner in front. And the Mammoths are able to clear as Mooney has it, dumps it in as they change. The puck back behind Klein as Vosepcha has it for Amherst. And it's broken up by Turnbull, who takes it and skates out. Although he loses it to Von Steinbergs, who brings it in. A shot saved by Klein. And he'll hold on. 16:26 left to go first period. Middlebury Amherst scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena.
Pretty even so far. Both teams have had a couple of chances. And that was a good shot there. But Klein doing what Klein does, making a save.
P.J. Conlon taking the faceoff for the Mammoths in the left faceoff circle. He takes it against Powers. It's won by Powers. Back to Jeremiah, who sends it around to Causalito, who sends it up the boards. It's taken by Mitch Allen up to Powers. Powers has got Charlie Parsons with him, and it's stolen by the Mammoths. They had a two-on-one there, but Jeremiah, as he's done most of the season with a strong defensive play, sending it off the boards, breaking that up. 16:06 left to play first period, scoreless between the Panthers and Mammoths. This faceoff will be just in front of the Middlebury bench. It'll be Thomas Lidstrom taking the faceoff for Amherst against Owen Powers for the Panthers. Referee talking to some of the players behind him about following the rules. One by Lindstrom, sent back to Von Steinbergs, who brings it in, tries to center, but that is broken up by the Middlebury defense. Back to the point where David White, the left wing who had taken the point position, got a shot off, blocked by the defense. And that one bounced into the Middlebury bench. Fortunately for assistant coach Brian Finney, that missed him, but it didn't miss by much. That came up pretty high. Coach Finney, though, as he was as a player, pretty quick getting out of the way of that one, so we'll do it again. Danny Tai taking the face-off against Lindstrom. Won by Tai. Back and taken by Bellucci. Over to Ash. Ash back to Bellucci in the right corner, off the boards, looking for Michael Fahey. However, he loses it. Patrick Daly has it. Daly in the corner. He's with Lidstrom. It gets back to the point. Johansson has it. He's playing dipsy-doodle along the boards. He's down the right circle. He's looking to center it. Esposito is back at the point along with David White. Interesting, they've got a left wing at the point there. And it is broken up by Danny Tai. And now taken by Michael Fahey, who retreats a little bit to the right circle from his knees, making a great pass. Able to get that around the board, sends that back behind Klein, and it's picked up by Danny Tai off the boards over to Bellucci. Bellucci leaves it for Ash. Ash skates over the Middlebury logo at center ice and dumps it in as the Panthers change. Gerard leaves it. Fitzgerald picks it up. He's skating along the right side. He's harassed by Danner. And he's also harassed by Jeremiah there. They are offsides. And we have a whistle. 14:42 left to play first period. Amherst and Middlebury scoreless. And despite being 5 minutes and 18 seconds into the period, only 2 shots on goal in this game, one for each team.
It's been a couple of sloppy passes on both sides.
Joey Lupo taking the faceoff for the Mammoths against Jasanti for the Panthers. And the faceoff won again by Jasanti, who had a good day on faceoffs yesterday as well. Over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs and Cozzolito there. Heinrichs comes away with the puck. Heinrichs out-battled Bondra, the second-line left wing for the Mammoths. It's now back in the Mammoth zone. And Jasanti forced him to hurry a pass that goes all the way back down. And Amherst has iced the puck. This faceoff will come all the way back down. This one should be to the right of the senior goaltender Connor Gerard.
And we're brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified.
Jasanti taking the faceoff again against Lupo, and it is won by Lupo this time, back into the corner, taken by A.J. Klein, along with Alex Heinrichs. Heinrichs loses the puck, and it's taken by Mooney, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone, where it is taken by Jack Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald skating back behind Klein. Now into the left corner. Fitzgerald still has it. Tries to hit Klein at the point, the defenseman for the Mammoths, but it goes wide. It comes out, dumped back in. Vinny Jasanti in the left corner, sending it up to Trevor Turnbull, who brings it in. He's got Mitch Allen with him. Turnbull in the left corner, sending it behind Gerard. Turnbull in the right corner. He's being walled by Gilraith. And Owen Powers with a big hit along the board, sending Von Steinbergs to the ice. And Bellucci trying to center in front. It's loose in front. Boy, a whole bunch of players there, and the Panthers not able to bury it. They had their chance there. And Owen Powers inadvertently high-sticked Mangiardi in the face mask there, and that's going to be a penalty.
And Ash almost had a chance to score there on the other end.
He certainly did, and then the Mammoths getting it out, but a high stick there, inadvertent high stick by Matteo Mangiardi, the freshman from Lake Zurich, Illinois. Fortunately, he's okay. The Mammoths going on the power play, and as mentioned in the pregame show, they lead the conference in terms of power play prowess. They are 23.1% for the season. So Jasanti taking the faceoff against Lupo, won by Lupo, back to the point. Johansson going back and forth with Gilreath. Gilreath again at the point. He's being harassed by Heinrichs. It's now in the circle. Over to Patrick Daly. Daly with a shot blocked by the Middlebury defense. Now back behind Klein. And David White back there trying to dig it out. It is White, Daly, and Lidstrom back there. They've got Johansson and Gilreath as a defenseman. And it is cleared all the way back down. A strong penalty-killing shift there, especially by Mark McClellan, who was able to get it back down. And it's picked up by Johansson behind Gerard, and here they come. Sent all the way down into the zone there, and Amherst has iced the puck. Not something you want to do on the power play, as that gives the other team time to rest and to make some changes if they can, but the Panthers won't be changing here as their penalty killers have just come out. Again, the Middlebury penalty kill this season, fourth in the NESCAC at 85.7%. It's been pretty good. Jasanti taking the faceoff here against Lidstrom. Won by Lidstrom. It is back to Gilreath, who's got Johansson with him. And the forwards, Lidstrom, White, and Daly, the top line for the Mammoths. Lidstrom's got it again. He sends it over to Daly. Daly in the left corner. Back to Johansson. Over to Gilreath. And a shot from the point is blocked and cleared by Bellucci. as both teams change here. The second line now for the Mammoths of Bondra, Lupo, and Fitzgerald out there as they've got 40 seconds left on this first power play opportunity of the afternoon. Johansson still out there with Gilreath, but now Amherst is offsides, and so that will come outside. Middlebury, as they did yesterday, doing a good job on the penalty kill.
Eric Jeremiah being very physical early on. You love to see that.
Joey Lupo taking the faceoff against Danny Ty. Won by Lupo. Back to Mooney. Mooney is out there with Von Steinbergs. And here they come into the right circle. Lupo's going into the right circle. Back to the point. Back to Mooney. Von Steinbergs has it at the right point. He's got it over to Lupo. Back to the point to Von Steinbergs. A shot that's deflected in front. That's back behind Klein. Cozzolito able to get it to Allen, who is going to send that up to Danny Ty, who's skating, believe it or not, 1-on-5. Dumps it in. A terrific penalty kill there by the Panthers as the penalty is now over. The team's back at even strength. And right now the Mammoths having a tough time getting out of their zone as Matt Danner causing all sorts of havoc in the Mammoths' defensive zone. Will Vosepka with the puck for the Mammoths. They're still trying to get it out as the Panthers are playing very physical on the shifts, keeping them bottled up. The puck now at neutral ice. Bellucci and Ash as Ash rushes into the Mammoth zone in the left corner. He's got McClellan, he's got Fahey, and he has got Matt Danner with him on the shift. McClellan with the puck behind Girard. Over to Bellucci, who is pinched. Nobody at the point. Max Roach coming. He's got Fitzgerald with him. And a shot that is blocked by Danner. Fahey with the puck in the left corner off the boards. He's trying to get it to Bellucci. Long pass to Giasanti, who is right in front of the Middlebury bench. That one is picked up by Johansson. And Fahey able to dump it down deep. And the puck deep in the Mammoth zone. Giasanti get it to the point. Jimmy McKee with a shot that is blocked. And it's picked off at center ice by Roche, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone as we hit the 10-minute mark of the first period, scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. A long pass from Giasanti to Tkachuk that goes into the Amherst zone. It's taken by McKee, who comes all the way in. A shot that's deflected off Tkachuk that Girard has to save. And he'll hold on. 9:43 left to play first period. Middlebury and Amherst scoreless. And 10 minutes and 17 seconds into this game, only 5 shots on goal, and 4 of them from the Panthers.
And I believe on that play, McKee was trying to just get the shot off, and Tkachuk was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
P.J. Conlon taking the faceoff for Amherst against Owen Powers for the Panthers. And Owen will be chased from the circle. Allen taking it now to the right of Girard. Won by Allen. Back to the point to Jeremiah. Shot. That one is blocked by A.J. Klein. And Girard will hold on to that. The faceoff in the same spot. Conlon taking it again against Powers. This time won by Conlon. Tried to go forward. And it went through a couple of Middlebury players. Cozzolito able to send it back out. And I think they're going to say it deflected off of something in the Amherst bench. So we'll take that faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. This one to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein at the red dot. It's going to be Lidstrom taking it against Powers. Won by Lidstrom. Back to Gallreath, who drives it in. Cozzolito back behind Klein for Middlebury. Sends it around for Turnbull, who tries to get it out, but it's kept in by Gilreath, who sends it back in. Jeremiah back for Middlebury. He's being held along the boards. He goes down. The puck taken by Daly. Daly to the point to Gilreath. It's taken up. Oh, it's loose in front. And a score by Lidstrom. Amherst working a tic-tac-toe play. They got the puck to Lidstrom in front, who roofed it over Klein. Nothing he could do about that one. It is 1-0 Amherst.
Great job there making it a puck that Stephen Klein couldn't stop because it was so close. So close to him, and great execution.
That's going to be a 10:52 of the first period. 1-0 Amherst. All right, the face-off again. It's going to be Powers and Lupo. Won by Powers back into the Middlebury zone. where it is taken by Mark McClellan, who brings it in. He's got Danny Ty with him and Michael Fahey. It's now in the right corner over to Ash at the right point. He keeps it in. Fahey with it again. It's taken by Gilreath. Gilreath now behind his goaltender, Girard. A pass up to Nick Bondra. Bondra has got Lupo and Fitzgerald with him, and they are way offsides. So 8:32 left to play, first period. Amherst leading Middlebury 1-0.
And the shots have evened up just a little bit. Middlebury with five shots on goal and three for Amherst.
And that goal at 10:52 of the first period, giving Amherst a 1-0 lead. It's going to be Lidstrom from White and Gilreath. So the face-off coming into the Amherst defensive zone. Roche with it. He's got Mangiardi and Vosevka with him. A shot that is blocked by the Middlebury defense. And here come the Panthers. Heinrichs with the puck now. He's got Jasanti with him and Kachuk. The Panthers doing a partial change. Heinrichs over to Jasanti. He's now got Turnbull, Jeremiah, and Cozzolito with him along the boards. Turnbull with a shot. Saved by Girard. And Heinrichs right on the doorstep. But Girard able to glove that and hold on. 7:49 left to play first period. 1-0 Amherst.
Heinrichs was in the right position. Just kind of bobbled a little bit off his stick and not able to get enough of his stick on there to get a meaningful shot on the goal.
This faceoff coming to the left of Girard. It's going to be Owen Powers taking it against Lidstrom. Won by Lidstrom back into the corner. He gets his own rebound, skating up the left side. Here he comes. He's got White and Daly with him. Lidstrom back to Gilreath, who sends it over to White, who's being held along the boards. He loses it to Turnbull, who brings it in. Turnbull over to Powers. Powers on the left side. Dumps it behind Girard. Mitch Allen at the point, sending it to Cozzolito, who can't hold it in. He's being pressured by Daly. Cozzolito able to get the puck over to Jeremiah as the Panthers retreat back into their zone. Puck back behind Klein, and here they come. Jeremiah with the pass up to Allen off the boards. It's taken by Mooney in the corner, sends it around to A.J. Klein. Klein has it behind Girard. A shot picked off by Jeremiah, who sends it on net. That one is picked up by the Amherst defense. And a headlong pass to White. He's got a breakaway shot. Save, Klein! David White on a breakaway, and Klein shutting the door. Middlebury sending it back down. It's taken by Gilreath off the boards, where it's taken by Von Steinbergs, who sends it up to Lloyd. Lloyd, a lengthy pass to Conlon, who dumps it in. It's back behind the Middlebury net. Lloyd with it again behind Klein, looking to center it. He's whacking away, and Klein holds on that, and we have a whistle.
Some extracurriculars in front of the net.
Yeah, Lloyd bringing that puck into the Middlebury zone and going behind goaltender Stephen Klein and then centering it and taking a couple of whacks before Klein was able to hold on to that. So we've got a whistle. 6:23 left to play first period. 1-0 Amherst. And this faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who has faced six shots so far today and stopped five of them. And the faceoff is Jasanti against Lupo, won by Lupo. Back to the point where it is kept in by Gilreath. Sent back behind Klein, picked up again by Jasanti. And we've got a penalty here, and it looks like this one is on Middlebury. So it's Vinny Jasanti headed to the box as Amherst gets a chance to go on the power play today. Their power play leading the conference, 19 for 89, 23.1% on the season. They're tops in the NESCAC, and they get a chance to add to their lead. So this faceoff, again, to the left of Klein. Danner taking the faceoff against Roche, won by Roche, but the Panthers able to get it out. Here comes McClellan. If they hurry, they've got a 3-on-2. They've got Heinrichs and Jeremiah with a drive, saved by Girard. Oh, Jeremiah blasting in there. He got a shot off the top of the left circle, and Girard with a nice glove save there. A nice shorthanded try.
Just moving to his right, able to cut off the angle.
A nice shorthanded opportunity there by Eric Jeremiah. Powers taking the faceoff now against Lidstrom. Won by Lidstrom, and they take it back behind the net as Johansson looks to get things set up here. Rink-wide pass over to Daly. Daly dumps it in, taken up by Powers. He's got Allen with him. Allen breaking in on Gilreath. The shot, Girard will hold on to that. And I know this is an Amherst power play, but so far Middlebury has been the one that's been generating the offense here.
And they've doubled up Amherst on shots now, Bruce, 8-4.
And just a quick note here, there's been a change on the scoring on the Amherst goal. It's still by Lidstrom, but the assists are now to Noah Gilreath and David White. That goal coming at 10:52, making it 1-0 Amherst. The face-off again to the right of Girard. It is Lupo and Powers, won by Lupo, and they bring it out into the Middlebury defensive zone. Lupo sending it in, but it's broken up by the Panthers. Here comes Mitch Allen. He's got Powers with him and Belushi pinching, and it's centered. Oh, my goodness, and Bondra almost put that in his own net. But it's taken by the Mammoths, and they come out. The second line of Fitzgerald, Lupo, and Bondra with the puck in the Middlebury zone. It is over to Mooney with a shot that is wide. It's in the corner now. Bellucci's got it as we hit 50 seconds left in the penalty to Gisanti. 4:50 left in the first period.
Gisanti assessed the penalty for roughing.
Lupo back at the point. Over to Mooney. Back to Lupo. To Von Steinberg. He's at the point. A shot. And it's loose in front, and a great play clearing the crease there by Ryan Ash. Making sure that they're not going to be able to get set up again. Here comes Daly over to Von Steinbergs, who can't hold it in. Von Steinbergs has got to come back out as there's delayed offsides on Amherst as they change. Only 13 seconds left in the penalty. And David Bellucci content to just wait it out. And make then come to him as Vasepchuk comes in, finally pressures him. And Bellucci sends it all the way down, and that's it. That one is killed off. So Amherst now 0-2 on the power play. Roche with the puck for Amherst in the corner. It's taken by Esposito, who sends it over to Johansson, his defense partner, off the boards, looking for Vasepka, who gets it out. Kachuk along the boards. Mangiardi has it. He loses it to Danner. Danner's got McClellan with him. He tries to center it in front. Nice play by the Amherst defense breaking that up.
Danner should have just shot it.
Vosepka made a nice play. It's loose in front. It's loose in front. Everybody's there. This is about 6 by score! Danner's in front, and then McClellan was there. Danner, Pozzolito, Jeremiah, Kachuk. And we've got a goal.
I think it's anybody's guess who that one goes to.
There were so many bodies in front, it was even hard to see who was even there. But I will tell you what, that entire play was set up by Eric Jeremiah coming in using his speed. And there's a penalty been assessed. Esposito for the Mammoths is now in the box, as is Mark McClellan.
McClellan got into it right after the goal, right away.
So we're still waiting to see who this one is given to. Well, right now it's being credited to Eric Jeremiah. The goal coming at 16:36 of the first period. We'll see if that stands. And McClellan and Esposito have both been assessed penalties. All right, and the face-off at center, it's going to be Owen Powers against Lindstrom. Won by Powers, back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And here comes Middlebury. Powers with his own rebound, skating it into the zone. A shot that Girard saves. It's back behind Girard. Powers sending it around to Allen. Allen's got Ash at the point. A shot. And Powers trying to deflect that. However, it's in the corner. Daly takes it, sends it around to Gilreath. And Lidstrom has it for Amherst. They bring it in. He's got Daly with him. Daly behind Klein. He He's got Lidstrom and White with him, his line mates. They tried to center it to Lidstrom, and that one he misses, and it goes all the way back down where Gerard has to leave it as he's being pressured initially by Allen. Von Steinbergs comes back and takes it behind his netminder and sends it up along the boards to Lupo. He's looking for someone to pass to. Lupo skating in front of his bench. He's got David White with him. A shot. That one goes wide. And it's knocked out of the zone by the Panthers' Jasanti. Finally knocked in again to the Middlebury zone by David White. Knocked out by Jasanti. Here comes Middlebury. Jimmy McKee, top of the right circle. A shot that comes in on Gerard, and he'll hold on.
And I say it pretty much every game, Bruce, and I'm really proud of it right now, Middlebury holding the shot edge 11-6, because that's indicative of just being active near the goal, right?
And Esposito and McClellan assist roughing minors, by the way. We finally got the call on that. So this face-off to the left of goaltender Gerard, it's going to be Danner taking the face-off against Roche, won by Danner, sent it into the corner where it's taken by Danner, gets his own rebound. Danner in front of Gerard, a shot saved by Gerard. A big kick save with the left leg. And we've got a whistle and we've got a penalty. Frank Cosolito went down directly in front of us, and A.J. Klein to the box. That looks like it'll be a tripping minor.
Yeah, Cosolito was laid out right near the box and just slid down into the boards.
So Middlebury getting their first opportunity on the power play today.
Skate 4-on-3 for 20 seconds.
Powers taking the faceoff here against Lidstrom. Won by Powers. Back to Jeremiah at the point. A lot of space out there now. Sends it across to Turnbull. Turnbull back to Jeremiah between the circles. Over to Allen. Allen's shot, that one is blocked by Lidstrom. Nice block there by the senior captain for the Mammoths. Allen has it in the right corner over to Jeremiah. There's a ton of space out there now. Two of the men come back now. It's now 5-on-4. Middlebury with the man advantage. Turnbull with a shot off the back foot. And that one is cleared by the Mammoths. A.J. Klein sending it down as we hit 1:05 left to play in the first period. The game tied at 1. And the Panthers, Jeremiah sending it over to Allen, who dumps it over to McClellan, taken by Gilreath, who is looking for a long home run pass. And he was looking for Lupo, but Lupo made the wise decision to leave that one alone as they're killing a penalty. Jeremiah using his spade, flying into the Amherst zone. He skates it into the bottom of the left circle, sends it over to Allen with a drive. Allen got it over to Jeremiah, who let that go, and it was off for a skate into the netting.
Jeremiah put everything he had into that shot. Nice setup there, right on the end of his stick, giving him time to set up and whack it just a little bit off the mark.
Powers taking the faceoff here against his cohort, number 9, Will Vosepchka. Won by Powers, back to the point. It's now in the corner, where Heinrichs is able to get it over to Bellucci. Bellucci back to Fahey with a drive. Boy, and that one hit Mooney right in the midsection. That smarted. The Panthers getting it along the boards. Jasanti getting mugged, but still able to keep it in. A strong play by the Panthers' alternate captain. And the Mammoths are finally able to clear it out. Klein will leave it. But with 1 second left, that looks like it's going to be about it for this period. So, 20 minutes played, 1-1, the Panthers and Mammoths from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about it. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
for just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The President's Day sales event is going on now at the Automaster Honda. Lease a 2018 Honda HRV LX all-wheel drive for just $199 per month for 36 months, 36,000 miles a year. Take a test drive today at the Automaster, ahead of the curve. Price based on stock number 18H0099, $29.99 cash or trade. First payment due at signing. Vermont tax, registration and fees, dealer fees, gap insurance, and preferred Automaster package. See dealer for details. The Automaster Honda, Route 7 Shelburne. TheAutomasterHonda.com.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury, you could say. On the One Credit Union Radio Network, Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler with you. Where after 20 minutes of play, the Panthers and Mammoths are tied at 1. And Jason, a pretty exciting first period.
Yeah, it was really exciting, and really proud of Middlebury that they're coming out with some fight, not just rolling over on the last day of the season. That's what I expected them to do, because we know how much fight this team has. But incredible job killing off a couple of tough power plays as well to a team that's very good on the power play in Amherst. And Middlebury, still with 17 seconds left on a power play themselves, as we're going to start the second period with a man advantage for Middlebury. And I know we'll get to it in just a second as we recap the goals, but I was really proud of Middlebury just showing so much fight. Just five guys in front of the cage able to whack one home, and Eric Jeremiah able to get on the board for Middlebury. Like I said, I know we're going to get to it, but I just had to bring it up, Bruce, because it's just something you love to see. Just so much effort there on the last day of the season. When you say a team, oh, they don't really got a lot to play for. They could just kind of phone it in and go home. But that's not the type of team that Middlebury is. They're a team that, even when they've struggled offensively, has brought it effort-wise, and that's just a goal you love to see, just cleaning up the garbage.
Yeah, Amherst 0 for 2 on the power play in that period, Middlebury 0 for 1. And in terms of the goals being scored in the first period, Amherst got on the board first at 10:52. A tic-tac-toe play from Noah Galreath and David White, sending it to Thomas Lidstrom, who scored, making it 1-0 Amherst. For Turnbull, who tries to get it out, but it's kept in by Galreath, who sends it back in. Jeremiah back from Middlebury is being held along the boards. He goes down. The puck taken by Daly. Daly to the point to Galreath. It's taken up. Oh, it's loose in front. And a score by Lidstrom. Amherst working a tic-tac-toe play. They got the puck to Lidstrom in front, who roofed it over Klein. Nothing he could do about that one. It is 1-0 Amherst. David White making a great play, getting that to the defenseman Noah Galreath, who sent it on net, and Thomas Lidstrom roofing that over a downed goaltender Stephen Kline for his 10th of the year, making it 1-0 Amherst. That goal coming at 10:52 of the first period. But as my partner said here, the Panthers didn't sit back. They attacked. And at 16:36 of the first period, Eric Jeremiah tied the score. Tkachuk along the boards. Mangiardi has it. He loses it to Danner. Danner's got McClellan with him. He tries to center it in front. Nice play by the Amherst defense breaking that up.
Danner should have just shot it.
Osefka made a nice play. It's loose in front. It's loose in front. Everybody's there. This is about 6 by score. Danner's in front, and then McClellan was there. Danner, Pozzolito, Jeremiah, Tkachuk. And we've got a goal. Matt Danner setting up that entire play with his hard work in the right corner, getting that in front. And as mentioned, a whole bunch of players there. There were literally five Middlebury players there. And Eric Jeremiah, who has really been the straw that has stirred the drink the second half of the season with his speed. Just Johnny on the spot in front, getting it through to the left post and beating Connor Girard, tying the game at one. So that goal coming at 16:36. Right now, that goal is unassisted. I don't know if that's going to stay that way. We'll have to wait for the official scoring on that one. I thought Danner should have gotten an assist on that for getting it to him. We'll have to see if it stays that way. But again, as mentioned, Jason, the Panthers definitely not sitting back because it's the last game of the season. A lot of fight in this team.
They're coming out and they're playing hard. And look, I mentioned just a microcosm of what we've seen all season. Five players attacking near the net, just trying to poke at the puck and get involved, getting a little physical with Amherst. We saw the game yesterday get a little bit away from the referees in terms of physicality. Not that this game is the same as that, but Middlebury just sticking up for themselves on the ice when they need to, right?
Yeah, and again, the Panthers bring some physicality. Again, Eric Jeremiah coming in from the point, pinching and going right in front, and he scored. And again, so that was a great play by Eric Jeremiah. And again, after 20 minutes of play, the score here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, it is tied. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will preview second period action and also take a look at the other game going on this afternoon in the NESCAC. But you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you'd need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Back here at the Chip Kenton 85 Arena, it's 1-1 between Middlebury and Amherst. A third of the way through our grand finale here as we close the door on the 2018 season. Middlebury falling behind early after a goal by Thomas Lindstrom with an assist by Noah Gilreath and David White, but Eric Jeremiah, after an assist by Camille Tkachuk and Matt Danner, able to even the score for Middlebury in a game that, Bruce, they've got a lot to play for, even though it doesn't matter in terms of significance of the standings for them, because they're just playing for pride. There's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And again, really just a individual effort there. A great play by Eric Jeremiah, just going to the front of the net and not giving up and burying that behind Connor Girard. Just really indicative of the fight that is in this Middlebury team. And should be an interesting 40 minutes of play.
And only one other game going on, Bruce, in the NESCAC. It's Hamilton and Williams. Neither team able to crack the score column right now. There's 10-13 left to go in that game. And that game could have some playoff implications on this game.
Yeah, it certainly could again, especially with the wild ending yesterday in the game between Williams and Amherst, and we'll see if there's any repercussions because of the penalties late in that game. It could have. Again, the Mammoths could finish anywhere between second and sixth by my humble estimation. So, again, they really need this game.
And for Middlebury, you got the chance to be able to play spoiler. More importantly, I just want to see them able to score a couple more goals, just give the crowd something to be excited about, and end 2018 on a good note for a season that's had plenty of ups and downs. And the downs haven't been for lack of trying. And that's, I guess, the point that I'm trying to get across, right? It's been all effort for 60 minutes for Middlebury. They got 40 minutes left in their season. Make it count.
And again, on the Middlebury goal, in case you just missed it, Eric Jeremiah with his first collegiate goal here at Middlebury. Assists were just added to Camille Kachuk and Matt Danner. That goal coming at 16:36 of the first period. So after 20 minutes of play, here we are, nothing solved between the Panthers and Mammoths as we are 30 seconds away from the start of period number two. The Panthers, as they start the second period, we'll have 17 seconds left on a power play. They've got a fresh sheet of ice as well, so we'll see if they're able to do anything with that.
And A.J. Klein was sent to the box for Amherst. See if Middlebury can capitalize on that. Again, they've got 17 seconds left, which is plenty of time if you can win the faceoff and set yourself up for a good shot on net.
Vinny Gisanti getting ready to take the faceoff against Tomas Lindstrom for the Mammoths, and it is won by Lidstrom, dumped into the Middlebury zone. 12 seconds left on the penalty to Klein. Jeremiah, Middlebury goal scorer today, sending it up to Gisanti. He's got it over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs in the right circle, going behind Girard. Jeremiah back at the point, able to keep it in, dumping it back to Heinrichs, who's in the left corner. It's Heinrichs, Kachuk, Gisanti with Jeremiah and Causalito at the points. The penalty is over, but the puck still deep in the Amherst zone. Gisanti trying to center it in front to Heinrichs. And that one is broken up and sent all the way down, and that should be an icing, and it is. 19:17 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at one in the regular season finale here, at least for the Panthers, at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Owen Powers taking the faceoff of the Panthers against Lidstrom. Won by Powers, back to the point. And a big hit there on Ryan Ash at the point. And we've got a... David White came up high on Ash. And as the Panthers brought that out of the zone, we've got a penalty. Patrick Mooney, one of the captains of the Mammoths, going to the box for tripping. So 19:06 left to play in the second period. Middlebury back on the power play.
Both teams 0 for 2 so far.
They are 0 for 2 for so far. Powers taking the faceoff against Lupo, back into the corner. Sent back around. McClellan with the puck. And it is sent all the way down by Gilreath. Deep in the Middlebury zone, Jeremiah being harassed by Lupo. Jeremiah using that speed that he's got, bringing it into the right corner. Sent around where Allen has it. Allen looking to center it. It's picked up by Turnbull at the top of the circles. Over to Jeremiah, back to Turnbull. Over to Powers at the top of the left circle. Over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah with a pass to Turnbull. And Turnbull with it again at the left circle, sending it in. And this game is rapidly becoming pretty physical. A lot of hitting going on here. Sent all the way back down by Vosepka. Jeremiah has it. He's being pressured by Vosepka, who leaves it for Fahey. And here he comes, Fahey, using that speed, skating over the blue line into the Amherst zone. A shot. That one is blocked by Vosepka. And it's sent back into the right corner by Bellucci. Amherst able to clear that as Johansson sends it down. It's taken back behind Klein by Bellucci. Bellucci to Fahey. Fahey over to Gisanti. Gisanti's got Heinrichs with him, along with Kachuk. Still deep in the zone. Fahey able to keep it in. And that whistle is a hand pass. Fahey with a hand pass to keep it in the zone, and the referee saw that, so we'll come right outside the zone there, and we'll have a face-off. 17:24 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at one here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Gisanti taking the face-off with Lidstrom. One by Jasanti, back to Bellucci. Bellucci across to Ash, who dumps it in. That's in on Girard, and he will hold on. 9 seconds left on the penalty to Mooney. Middlebury's third opportunity of the afternoon. They are 0 for 2 so far. In the game, 11 shots for the Panthers, 6 for the Mammoths. This face-off to the left of Girard. Jasanti taking the face-off against Lidstrom. One by Jasanti. Back to the point. A shot. That one deflected just wide. And that puck picked up by Patrick Daly. The penalty now over, and here come the Mammoths. Patrick Mooney, fresh out of the box, sends it behind Klein. It's picked up by the Mammoths, centered in front by Lindstrom, looking for Daly, broken up by the Panthers' defense. That comes outside, and Daly brings it back in. It's Daly, Lindstrom, and White, still in the zone. White has it. He's looking for Daly in the right corner. Bellucci down low to help break up the play, and a great play by Jasanti to come, but he can't get it out yet. Kamil Kachut sending it around the boards, but still not out as Esposito sends it at the left circle. That one was deflected just over Klein's shoulder. Thankfully not in. And from behind the net, Lupo trying to center. And although it went out, that is an icing. So that'll come all the way back down into the Middlebury zone. 16-13 left to play second period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 1.
Brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
This faceoff will be to the right of Stephen Klein. It's going to be Lupo taking the faceoff against Jasanti. One by Jasanti, back to Ash. Ash in the right corner looking for Heinrichs. It comes off the boards. Bounces in front where it's broken up by Bellucci. And it comes around the boards as A.J. Klein sends it behind Klein. No relation. In the left corner right now, the second line of Bondra, Lupo, and Fitzgerald out there. Fitzgerald sends it back behind Klein, picked up by Bellucci. Off the boards where it's sent back in by Klein. Off the boards in the left corner, picked up by Jasanti, who skates in front of Klein, and here come the Panthers. Jasanti using that speed that he's got into the zone, into the left circle. He's got McClellan and Jimmy McKee with him. McKee getting some time at a forward today, forward position as well. McKee now drops back to defense as Danny Ty hops out there. So it's Danner, McClellan, and Ty with Jeremiah and Deneen out there. The puck skied up. Deneen has it at the red line. He's going to dump it back in as the Panthers rush in. Danny Ty in the left corner. It's now Deneen and McKee at the points. Picked up by the Mammoths, and here they come. Posepka has it. He's in the right circle. He shoots. He whiffs. And it's back to the point for Gilreath, a shot that is wide. Posepka with it again behind Klein. Looks to center it in front. Stolen by Danner, and here they come. Posepka has it. He loses it right in front of his own bench. It's taken by P.J. Conlon, who dumps it in. It's taken by Allen, who sends it up. It's broken up at center ice and sent back into the Amherst zone where it is iced. 14:02 left to play second period. 1-1, the Panthers and Mammoths.
Brought to you by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Danny Ty taking the faceoff against Conlon. One by Conlon. Back to Jack Lloyd, who sends it around the boards for Conlon. Conlon behind Klein into the left corner. Over to Esposito at the point. He sends it in. That one is wide. His defense partner, Phil Johansson, pinching in. He gets it over to Conlon, who loses it to Mitch Allen, who sends it out. And it's Esposito with a long pass to Conlon, broken up by McKee. But the Mammoths get it into the Middlebury zone. Jeremiah and Lloyd coming together in the right corner, taken by McKee. up to Allen, who sends it down. It's touched by Allen, so no icing. Deep in the Amherst zone, it's bouncing off the boards. The top line of Daly, Lindstrom, and White out there for the Mammoths now, and here they come into the zone. It is Lindstrom in the right corner. He is crushed by Jeremiah. Causalito skating through the right circle. He loses it to Daly. Daly in the left circle, a turnover. In front, it's loose. Loose in the crease. And it comes to the right, broken up by the Middlebury defense. Causalito trying to get it out. And he's able to get it over to Turnbull, who sends it into the Amherst zone, into the corner. Klein in the corner with Tkachuk. And here come the Mammoths. Neutral ice right now. It's taken by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald at the right circle. He's got a shot. He lets it go. It's loose. Lupo with a swat at it. Gets it back to the point. Back to Van Steinberg. Sends it behind Klein. Taken by the Mammoths, Klein. And taken out by Heinrichs, who loses it to Klein, who brings it back in. Klein has got Bondra with him. A shot. Score! Joey Lupo from the left circle. That play set up by a turnover, not able to get the puck out. And the Mammoths brought it right back in. And Lupo, I believe it was Lupo, beating Klein up high. 2-1 Amherst.
Good shot there. And again, nothing Klein could do to stop that one.
McClellan here taking the faceoff against Lidstrom. McClellan winning the faceoff cleanly. It comes back on Klein. He leaves it for Dineen. Dineen hit as he gets the puck over to Danner. Danner still with the puck in his zone. He loses it to Roche. Roche bringing it back in. Roche over to Vosepka in the right corner. Vosepka looking someone to pass it to. McClellan back. Loses it to McKee. McKee off the boards to Fahey. Fahey in the right corner. He goes down. And it's sent all the way down by McKee, and that's an icing. 11:45 left to play second period, 2-1 Amherst.
Bruce DeGoe given to Amherst, Jack Fitzgerald, and the assist by Joey Lupo.
Okay. So we'll see if that stays that way, as we know things change from time to time here. So Fitzgerald from Lupo, giving Amherst a 2-1 lead. It is P.J. Conlon taking the faceoff against McClellan, won by Conlon. A shot back from the point. That was Esposito, went wide and comes all the way back out.
It's Gerald's ninth goal of the year, by the way.
Now the puck in the Amherst zone. It's taken by Fitzgerald. The right circle, a shot that is stick saved by Klein, who got a piece of that. And here comes Middlebury, 3-on-2. It's Danner, Powers, and Fahey. A shot gloved by Girard, and that one goes wide. Fahey in the right corner now. Again, he's got Danner and Powers with him, along with Jeremiah and Causalito at the points. Powers loses a wheel and goes down, but still a nice play by Fahey to keep it in the zone. They're now in the right corner. It's taken by Lloyd. Lloyd getting it to Conlon. And here come the Mammoths. It's loose. Phil Johansson with a shot. That one is gloved by Klein, and he'll hold on. Lidstrom, Daly, and White out there right now for the Mammoths.
Brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. And by Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store and more.
Giusanti taking the faceoff against Lidstrom. Won by Giusanti. Back behind Klein around the boards to Turnbull, who bounces it backhand off the boards where it is taken by Von Steinbergs. Over to Klein, who sends it over to White. And the Mammoths with a shot from the point. That was Gilreath, from the left side, trying to go five hole, and Klein will hold on to that.
A dribbly puck that Klein just had to concentrate on, and he did.
Those are some of the worst shots sometimes because they're bouncing. You may not know where they are, but Klein with a nice job stopping that. Lupo taking the faceoff. He's got Fitzgerald and Bondra flanking him. It's Gilreath and Von Steinbergs at the point for the Mammoths. Von Steinbergs with the drive. That one is blocked. Dineen off the boards. And out. Gilreath over to Lupo. Lupo has got Fitzgerald dumped in, but it's broken up by the defense. Heinrichs with the puck now for Middlebury. Over to Danny Tye. He's got Charlie Parsons with him. Dumped in as the Panthers change. Lupo in the right corner. And we've got a whistle. And they're going to say that that was an offsides. So 9:49 left to play. Second period. 2-1 Amherst. Jack Fitzgerald getting the goal early in this period, or earlier in this period, to give Amherst the 2-1 lead. Joey Lupo with the assist.
His ninth goal again and his 15th point.
Mark McClellan taking this faceoff against Max Roach. Won by McClellan. And the Panthers able to get it back to Cozzolito right in front of Klein. Over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah to Fahey. Fahey has got Danner and McClellan with him. Fahey in the left circle behind Girard. Trying to get it centered, but nothing doing there. Back to Cozzolito at the point. A wrist shot. That one is blocked by Roche in front, and we've got a whistle as the net is about a mile away from the crease. We'll see what happens, and I don't know if there's going to be a penalty on this, but one of the Mammoths is arguing with the official, so we'll see why. Apparently, no penalty.
The goal was almost flush up against the backboard. You don't see that very often.
You don't see that often. That was quite a distance away.
Last game of the season. Maybe just trying to take a souvenir.
Something different, perhaps. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Against Roche, or the shot back from the point. Turnbull had gotten a shot off. Puck bouncing, a great play by Turnbull to keep it in the zone. It's in the right corner. And the bodies are starting to fly here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. This has been a very physical game, and I have a feeling that we're going to see more of that. The third line of Mangiardi, Roche, and Vosepka out now for the Mammoths. Jeremiah with the puck for Middlebury. Back to Cozzolito, who skates over the red line, bringing it into the Amherst zone. Jeremiah by the right circle as he's hit. Esposito with the puck for the Mammoths. And a shot in front by Jeremiah, broken up by the Amherst defense. Mitch Allen skating at the top of the circles back to Tkachuk. Back to Allen, taking the official with him. And here comes Amherst. Dumped into the Amherst zone. It's David White, the top line. As they change, it's centered in front, it's loose. Corey Goldstein out there, now the fourth line for Amherst, as they brought their fourth line out there of Goldstein, Conlon, and Lloyd. As it bounces out of the zone, Heinrichs racing into the Amherst zone. He's all by himself, looking for someone to pass to. Centers it in front, he had a streaking Bellucci shot. Oh, off the post! Bellucci had gotten the puck to Danny Tye, who rang one off the right post. And Amherst able to clear it out, although it's played with a high stick. Middlebury that close to tying this at two.
The post, the goaltender's best friend. We said it yesterday.
Absolutely. A strong play there by Alex Heinrichs, who was all by himself. He got it to Bellucci, who got it to Tye, who hit the post. Tye taking the faceoff now against Patrick Daly, the right wing for the Mammoths. Gets it back to Gilreath, who can't hold it in. Dumped back in. It's taken by Bellucci. Bellucci over to Tye, who skates over the blue line, gets it out. Looking for Fahey, who tips it in all the way down. No icing, though. Von Steinberg leaves it for Daly. Von Steinberg brings it in. It's now taken away in the left corner by Ryan Ash. And at center ice, it's Mitch Allen. Allen over the blue line. He's got Fahey with him. A shot that's blocked off by Girard. Back to the point. Bellucci over to Jimmy McKee, who keeps it in. A nice play by Jimmy to keep it in there. Down to McClellan in the corner. Back to the point. McKee again with a nice play to keep it in. And it's sent over to Daly, who gets it over to Gilreath. And that play is broken up by Danner, as Gilreath had come in with Lupo and White. It's loose in front of the Middlebury net. Off the boards by Danner. And it's into the Amherst bench. And we'll have a stoppage. 6:16 left to play second period. 2-1 Amherst. This faceoff going to come to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, who has stopped 14 of the 16 shots that he has seen today. While Girard for the Mammoths has stopped 11 of the 12 that he has seen. Giasanti taking the faceoff against Lupo in the left circle. It's won by Giasanti, back but right to Klein, taken by Dineen around the boards to Turnbull. Turnbull skies out looking for Danner off the boards and is sent back by Gilreath all the way down, and that is an icing.
Brought to you by Mike Fuels of Bridport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs, they're on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
And the Mammoths changing their defense here with that whistle. It's going to be Johansson and Esposito out there on the blue line for Amherst. Giasanti taking the faceoff against Lupo. Won by Lupo, back into the corner, where it's taken by Johansson in the left corner off the boards to Fitzgerald, one of the goal scorers for Amherst today. Johansson loses it to Jeremiah, picked up by Giasanti, dumps it in. Giasanti using that speed. He's on Esposito quickly, and it's in the left circles, taken by Jeremiah. Oh, he was looking to hit Giasanti in the right circle, and we've got a penalty. And Vinny Giasanti going to the box for the Panthers, giving Amherst another opportunity on the power play. And Vinny is having a discussion with the official, and I think he's got a legitimate gripe there. He's being held. But this faceoff right to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, it is McClellan against Roche, won by Roche, but it comes out. And Giasanti, they're giving an interference call there. The puck taken by Gilreath as they come into the Middlebury zone. Picked up by Johansson. Over to David White. Back to Gilreath. And the Middlebury defense doing a nice job breaking that up. White is out there with Lidstrom and Daly, their top line. And the puck bounces in on Klein, who will hold on to that, and we'll have a stoppage. Exactly 5 minutes left to play in this second period. 2-1 Amherst.
One of my keys for the game was to not allow Amherst to get on the power play. Middlebury has allowed that far too often here this evening.
This faceoff to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. It's going to be Powers against Lupo. Won by Lupo, back to the point. It is Johansson and Van Steinberg's on the blue line for Amherst, and a nice job by Owen Powers clearing that all the way down. As we hit 1:10 left in the penalty to Giasanti, the interference call coming 51 seconds ago. And here come the Mammoths skating over their blue line over the red line now. A shot that is taken from about a mile away by Vasepka. It's kept in though by Von Steinbergs. In the right corner right now, Lupo trying to keep it in. Von Steinbergs can't keep it in, and Middlebury has a 2-on-1. It's Allen with Parsons. Parsons. And the Amherst defender able to get a stick on that, breaking the play up. And Lupo, it wasn't a defender, it was Lupo. It looked like a number 3 for a minute there. But it was actually Lupo who wears number 8, breaking that up. And the puck still in the Middlebury zone. It is Fitzgerald sending it around to Lidstrom behind Klein. And a shot put on by Conlon that Klein kicked out and comes back down. 9 seconds left in the penalty to Giasanti. 3:37 left in the second period. 2-1 Amherst. And the Mammoths send the puck up, but it is cleared out. Great play by Mitch Allen. And the Panthers have killed that penalty. Alex Heinrichs harassing the puck carrier. and they lose it in the neutral zone. It's sent back in. Roche dumping it into the Middlebury zone as they finish their change. White with the puck now for Amherst, looking for Gilreath at the point as it comes into the Amherst defensive zone. Up the boards to Roche, who brings it in to Daly. Daly with a shot that goes about a mile in the air into the netting, and we've got a stoppage. 2:56 left to play, second period, 2-1 Amherst. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler with you from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the final day of the Panthers hockey season.
And we're brought to you by Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundry, Matt, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, with a drop-off location, Bruce in Vergence.
All right, this face-off is going to be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. And it's going to be Danny Tai taking the face-off against Roche. It's won by Tai, sent forward to Michael Fahey, who tries to bring it into the Amherst zone, but he is blocked by Klein, who sends it into the Middlebury zone, where it's taken by Dineen, who sends it around for McKee. The only person there is Patrick Mooney at the left point. He sends a shot in that's blocked by McKee. And another shot that goes around the boards, taken by Mangiardi. He was looking for Klein at the point, but he can't keep it in. It's sent into the Middlebury zone, where it's picked up by Dineen, over to McKee. Long pass to McClellan, who tips it in as the Panthers change. 2:10 left to play, second period, 2-1 Amherst. The puck now in the Amherst zone. They try to clear it, but it's kept in by Jeremiah. Knocked out by Mangiardi, who dumps it in as the Mammoths change. Cozzolito back for Middlebury, sends it around to Jeremiah. He's got Powers, Turnbull, and Allen with him. A.J. Klein taking down one of the Middlebury players in his defensive zone. A foolish penalty right in front of the referee. That's something they're going to call all day long. So Middlebury getting a chance to go right back on the power play.
And though they haven't been good on the power play, if you look at the season as a whole, they've been better the last few games. And just, again, it's all about spreading it out and finding where the defensive player is not getting a good shot on goal. They've done a better job of that the last few games and towards the tail end of the season.
Middlebury 0-3 on the power play again today. But again, that penalty right in front of the referee, who will call those penalties all day long. And the Panthers back on the power play. And that's an interference call against Klein. The Panthers with a minute 45 on this power play. Back to Bellucci at the point, and they're going to say that that came out. And so that is offside, so it will come outside the Amherst defensive zone right in front of the Middlebury bench. Giusanti going to take the faceoff for Middlebury against Joey Lupo for Amherst. Giusanti winning the faceoff over to Bellucci, back to Fahey, who's at the point. Back to Bellucci, back to Fahey. As the Panthers break into the zone, kept in by Tkachuk. Fahey at the point, at the left point, over to Bellucci with a drive. And that one was deflected by Heinrichs over the net. And they tried to send it around the boards, and it was broken up by David White doing some penalty killing. Bellucci all the way back in behind his goaltender, Stephen Klein, as we hit a minute left in the second period. Michael Fahey racing up the right side. He's got Giusanti with him along with Heinrichs. And Gilreath clears that all the way down. 50 seconds left in the second period, a minute left in the penalty to A.J. Klein. David Bellucci sets up behind his goaltender, Stephen Klein, and here come the Panthers. Mitch Allen racing into the Amherst zone. He can't keep it in. It comes back out, and they have to get everything going again. McClellan dumps it in. It's taken by Mooney, who skies it out, and another souvenir for a happy fan.
A lot of pucks been going out of play the last couple minutes.
29.2 seconds left in the second period. 2-1 Amherst. 41 seconds left in the Middlebury Panthers' fourth power play of the afternoon. They are 0-3 so far. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Lidstrom. And it is won by Powers. Back to Jeremiah at the point. Back to Allen. A shot. And he scores! Off the top of the crossbar and down. The game is tied. Owen Powers, Eric Jeremiah. Trevor Turnbull working hard, a power play goal, and the game is tied.
And sometimes the crossbar isn't the goaltender's best friend.
Well, again, not a smart penalty that was taken right in front of the referee, and that has let Middlebury tie this game. That, I'm sure, is something that Mr. Klein will hear about between periods from his coach. The face-off at center ice, it is going to be Mark McClellan against Lupo, won by McClellan, dumped into the Amherst zone, or is taken by Noah Gilreath around the boards. It comes back in, a drive by Bellucci from the top of the left circle. It's taken by McClellan. It's loose in front. And a whole bunch of extracurricular stuff going on in front of the Mammoth's goaltender, Connor Girard.
Heinrich's fighting hard, trying to jar the puck loose right near the goal.
And again, we'll get you the scoring on the Middlebury goal. Right now it's Powers from Allen and Jeremiah at 19:37 of the second period. 5 seconds left in the period. Tkachuk taking the faceoff for Middlebury. He's got Bellucci and Ash back at the points. Tkachuk sending that on net. And after 40 minutes of play, 2-2, Middlebury and Amherst. Looks like the end of this one is going to be wild. That's the way it feels here anyway. Again, after 40 minutes of play, the Panthers 2, the Mammoths 2. We'll be back to talk about it after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at MiniofBurlington.com.
Hi, this is Paul from Montfield Sports in Middlebury. This year's Farmer's Almanac is calling for a cold, snowy winter, and we'd like to invite you to stop by the store and check out our full line of cold weather boots and clothing. We carry all the top name brands, including Lacrosse, Dainer, Irish Setter, High Tech, Dickies Workwear, 100% wool clothing, hats, gloves, and much more. So stop in and let our friendly staff help you find what you need to stay warm and happy this winter. Thank you and have a great day.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where after 40 minutes of play, nothing solved yet. The Amherst Mammoths and the Middlebury College Panthers tied at two. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. And Jason, a pretty exciting game so far.
Yeah, and we've seen a good effort there on both sides, and a couple of bad penalties on both sides, and that last bad penalty that was able to lead to a Middlebury goal by Owen Powers, because Middlebury was able to capitalize on the power play. Probably their weakest offensive statistic that we've seen so far this year, but we did say it's been better the last couple of games, and just indicative of the fact that Middlebury, one, is not going to go down without a fight, and two, has been doing better on the power play, just spreading the puck around and getting a good shot on net.
Yeah, again, tied at one after 20 minutes of play. Going into the second period, it was the Mammoths' Jack Fitzgerald that gave the Mammoths a lead at 7:45 of the second period. Lupo with a swat at it, gets it back to the point, back to Van Steinberg, sends it behind Klein, taken by the Mammoths' Klein and taken out by Heinrichs, who loses it to Klein, who brings it back in. Klein has got Bonder with him, a shot, score! Joey Lupo from the left circle. That play set up by a turnover, not able to get the puck out. And the Mammoths brought it right back in. And Lupo, I believe it was Lupo, beating Klein up high, 2-1 Amherst. Noah Gilreath doing a good job getting that puck to Lupo, who got it to Fitzgerald, who beat Klein up high. Again, that goal coming at 7:45 of the second period, an even strength goal. But as we've talked about, penalties have been something that have been kind of an Achilles heel for the Panthers this season, taking them and also the power play. But fortunately for the Panthers, they tied this game at two at 19:37 of the second period after a fantastic play by the Panthers' Owen Powers. And it is won by Powers. Back to Jeremiah at the point. Back to Allen. A shot. And he scores! Off the top of the crossbar and down. The game is tied. Owen Powers. Eric Jeremiah. Trevor Turnbull working hard. A power play goal. And the game is tied. That goal coming at 19:37 of the second period. Eric Jeremiah going back and forth with Allen, getting it to Powers, who sent a shot from the top of the right circle. It hit off the crossbar, went straight down, beating Connor Girard. And that tied the game at two. A terrible penalty by the Mammoths' A.J. Klein right in front of the official, giving Middlebury the power play. And again, goals that are scored on bad penalties at the end of the period are the type of goals that will drive a coach absolutely wild.
Well, they have to, because it's really preventable when you think about it, and he's going to get a talking to.
I agree with you. He probably will. But again, for the Panthers, the beneficiary of that play, again, Owen Powers scoring his third goal of the year from Allen and Jeremiah. The Panthers getting the power play going today. That made it 2-2, and again, the Panthers right back in this game, and it looks like it's going to be an exciting third period. Again, this game of a tremendous amount of significance for both teams, but because of playoff seedings, more important for Hamilton than the Panthers. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will look at the other NESCAC action. Today, we'll also take a look at some of the NHL action going on today and tonight. When we come back, you're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines, But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. We're on the final day of the season for the Panthers. It has been an exciting game here. After 40 minutes of play, the Panthers and the Mammoths tied at 2. The teams 1-1 after 20 minutes of play and into the second period. Jack Fitzgerald giving the Mammoths the lead at 7:45 of the second period. An even strength goal from Joey Lupo and Noah Gilraith. But then, 19:37 of the second period, Owen Powers, Johnny on the spot. A power play goal, his third of the year, from Mitch Allen and Eric Jeremiah, tying this game at 2. And again, 20 minutes of play. And Jason, it seems like the end of this one is going to be a wild one.
Yeah, and it should be. It's a great end of the season. Something that I'm looking at for Middlebury, they're out shooting Amherst 21-14. And that really shows how hard they've been working in front of the net, how hard they've been working to try to get him past Connor Girard, who's played a pretty good game along with Stephen Klein. We saw good goaltending yesterday, too. We know how important the goaltending is. I have a feeling one more mistake is going to decide this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. And again, that's even more relevant because what we were trying to do during the break there is we were trying to figure out some of the playoff ramifications. So, but first, let's get an update on the other game that was going on today in the NESCAC, Hamilton and Williams.
They skated to a nothing-nothing tie. So does that mean it affects the playoff standings in some way? We know this for sure. If Amherst loses, they'll be third. Wait a minute. Yeah, if Amherst loses, they'll be third, I believe. If they were to win, they'll be identical in the conference with Connecticut College at 9-5-4. We honestly don't know the third tiebreaker. We know the second tiebreaker is head-to-head, but Connecticut College and Amherst have both won once against each other, so that kind of leaves us scratching our heads a little bit.
Well, I believe it's head-to-head conference wins, and I think it's golds, and we'll have to check that. But again, right now, we'll set this up for you. It's Trinity leading the conference. Trinity, Conn College, Amherst, Hamilton, Colby, Wesleyan, Williams, and Tufts. That's the way it sits right now. We'll have to see if that changes. But again, that is the only NESCAC game. Today, we're going to take a break right here. When we come back, the NHL scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
The President's Day sales event is going on now at the AutoMaster Honda. Lease a 2018 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $199 per month for 36 months, 36,000 miles a year. Take a test drive today at the AutoMaster, ahead of the curve. Price based on stock number 18H0099, $29.99 cash or trade. First payment due at signing. Vermont tax, registration and fees, dealer fees, gap insurance, and preferred AutoMaster package. See dealer for details. The AutoMaster Honda, Route 7 Shelburne. TheAutoMasterHonda.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
2-2 the score between Middlebury and Amherst. 40 minutes gone by, 20 more minutes left. It's time now to take a look at the big boys, the NHL scoreboard. Oilers beating the Avalanche 4-2 with 1:26 to go in the third. Devils 1, Hurricanes nothing, 6:20 to go in the first. Earlier on, the Flyers beat the Rangers by a score of 7-4. Now with the third period of action, here's Bruce Lehman.
Thanks, Jason, and here we go. The last period of the season for the 2017-2018 Middlebury College Panthers. After 40 minutes of play, it is 2-2. Eric Jeremiah scoring a goal in the first period for the Panthers, and then Owen Powers adding one in the second. The Panthers goal scoring today, Tomas Lidstrom and Jack Fitzgerald, the goal scorers for the Mammoths. The faceoff at center ice, it is Vinny Gisanti taking it against David White, won by White. And it comes to center ice where it's dumped into the Amherst defensive zone. A turnover right in front as Gilreath loses a puck. Gisanti able to get it back to the point where he sends it back in. The puck at the point now. Cozzolito has it at the left side, worming his way in. He gets a shot in on Girard that goes through his crease and into the corner. And Gisanti with the puck now. He was looking for Jeremiah. And here comes Gisanti in the left circle. A shot off the boards. Gisanti taking on Amherst 1-on-5. And a puck rink-wide pass to Patrick Daly. And they have iced the puck. 19:06 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 2.
Gisanti coming out real aggressive in what's probably his final collegiate period, barring overtime.
So this face-off to the left of goaltender Connor Girard. Owen Powers taking the face-off against Joey Lupo. The face-off won by Lupo off the boards. Lupo takes his own rebound, skates over the red line. He dishes it off to David White. White in the circle. He was looking for Daly. Off the boards, though, Turnbull picks it up, gets it over to Allen. Allen loses it to Johansson. Johansson dumps it in. And Nick Bondra racing in for the Mammoths in the right corner, trying to get it out, but he is met by the Panthers' Trevor Turnbull. It's back to the point where Johansson picks it up, taken by Turnbull, who tries to bring it into the Amherst zone. It's picked up by Esposito, who cannot get it out as he gets it to the point. Jimmy McKee doing a nice job keeping it in at the right side. Allen in the left corner, being walled along the boards by Esposito. Being held in there now in the corner. Powers there. Mitch Allen with the puck. Tries to center it. Bondra has it. He dumps it off of McKee. Comes back. Bondra alone. Brings it in a shot. Klein save. It's loose in front and he will hold on. Terrific individual effort there by Nick Bondra, the freshman from Annapolis, Maryland, for the Mammoths, taking on four Panthers, bringing in and getting a shot that Klein took in the midsection, and he will hold on. 18:02 left to play third period. The game is tied. Danny Tai taking the face-off against Nick Bondra, and it's won by Tai into the corner. It's in the left corner where it is held there. Tai has it along the wall. Back to the point where Patrick Mooney sends it in deep. Max Roche, the junior for the Mammoths, sending it around back behind Klein where it's taken by Jeremiah. Over to Fahey, back to Jeremiah, back to Cozzolito behind Klein. Cozzolito looking for Fahey, loses it to Klein for the Mammoths at the right point, sends it back in. It's kept by Mangiardi. Along the boards, taken out by Mangiardi. Loses it to Conlon. Conlon with a shot that goes wide. Picked up by McClellan, who skies it. And the Mammoths can't keep it in. Here comes Fahey. Fahey in the right circle centers it. And that goes off of Girard, who sends it into the left corner. Taken by Conlon. Over to Esposito. And here come the Mammoths. Esposito skies it in. As Lloyd and Conlon chase the puck out. It's brought outside into neutral ice. Here come the Panthers. Giasanti in the left circle. A shot. That one is just wide. I think Girard may have gotten a part of his glove on that. A nice shot by Vinny Giasanti. Great individual effort there. The Panthers losing the puck at center ice. It's driven back in by Esposito as the Mammoths change. It's taken over by Gilreath. Over to Van Steinbergs, who dumps it in as the Mammoths complete part of a change. Their top line now coming out of White, Lindstrom, and Daly. And here they come. Dumped back into the Middlebury zone. It is Lindstrom sending it into the corner. He's met by Bellucci. Over to Heinrichs. Heinrichs has it now. Over to Heinrichs, gets his own rebound. He had Tkachuk. Dumps it in as the Panthers complete a change. Von Steinberg has the puck now. He is looking for Lindstrom, and it goes a little bit wide. Taken by Powers. A turnover in front. Powers motoring towards the net. A great play by Esposito to force him outside. Excuse me, by Gilreath to force him outside. Taken away in front. It's loose in front. Dineen in front with the puck, and here comes Amherst. They've got a two-on-one. It's White and Gilreath. White's got a shot. It shoots. And a save by Klein. Taken by Allen. Here they come. It's Powers, Allen, Jimmy McKee. And a shot saved by Girard off the glove and just wide. Behind Girard's net, it is Johansson taking it. Some end-to-end action here as the Panthers bring on the pressure as we hit the 15-minute mark in the final game of the season. The Panthers' Michael Fahey drives it in. He's got Mitch Allen and Danny Tai with him. Tai in the right corner. Cozzolito and Jeremiah at the points. The Mammoths' Joey Lupo with defense, trying to get the puck away from him, and he finally does. And Johansson for the Mammoths has iced the puck. Some pretty significant pressure by the Panthers there. Great individual effort on that shift by Middlebury. This faceoff coming to the left of Girard, who has been busy. The first part of this period, Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Fitzgerald. Won by Tai, but it's taken by Bondra. Bondra off to the races. He's got Jeremiah with him. Bondra across to Johansson. A wrist shot saved by Klein, and it's in the corner. Back to Johansson at the point. Another wrist shot. Loose in front. Fitzgerald, I believe, tipped that. And the Mammoths bringing some pressure there. Johansson with it again. A wrist shot. That's gloved by Klein, who has seen enough. 14:15 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Amherst going up and down some end-to-end action here and some amazing play by the goaltenders.
That's something we're not accustomed to seeing. That time Klein going up a little bit high to grab that one.
Gisanti taking the face-off against Daly. Won by Gisanti. Sent all the way around, though, and deflected in front by Vosepka into the corner off the boards, and it comes out of the zone. A.J. Klein sending it back in. Gisanti with the puck for Middlebury, leaving it for Ash. Nobody at the point, but Tkachuk. Tkachuk tries to get it out, and it's sent back in by Klein. As Middlebury looks to get it set up here. Bellucci leaving it for Gisanti. Gisanti off the boards, over the red line. He's got Tkachuk with him. Gisanti in the right circle, over to Bellucci. The puck out of play. And Bellucci sending Patrick Mooney to the ice. 13:31 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 2. Owen Powers taking the faceoff here against P.J. Conlon, the sophomore. And it is won by Conlon. He goes back. Now he gets it over to Jack Lloyd. Lloyd dumping it in. Dineen going to retrieve it. Conlon in on him, pressuring him, but he gets it over to Allen. Allen off the boards. He had been looking for Turnbull. Dineen walling him off as it comes in the zone. We've got a whistle, and we've got a mammoth that is down right in front of the scorer's table. So hopefully he's okay. 13:05 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 2. The story of this game, the goaltending of Stephen Klein, which we've talked about all season, but also Connor Girard making some big stops, and we've got a bunch of officials having a conversation directly in front of us, and whenever that has happened this season, it has not been good for the Panthers.
No, you're exactly right. It usually results in some type of penalty. I don't know what they could call here, but I've said that before.
Well, we'll have to see what happened. It's just I'm not exactly sure. I saw some players come together, but I didn't see really anybody hit. So fortunately, he's able to get up under his own power. That's a good thing to see. He's at least sitting up, which is a good thing. I'm trying to get the number of the player. I believe that is,
it looks like Corey Goldstein,
number 15. Fortunately, he's okay. Shaking the cobwebs out a little bit. And so we'll see what this is all about. And I'm not really sure. I guess there is going to be a penalty here. Owen Powers is going to the box. And I can't even believe that I'm saying this, but there's a 5-minute major that has been assessed to Owen Powers. And we'll see what the eventual call is going to be here. Coach Neil Sinclair, understandably, waiting for an explanation. And at least right now, it doesn't appear that he's going to be getting one. Now, the official is, they're still not explaining this call to Coach Sinclair. Here they go. .13:05 left to play in the third period. 2-2. And again, a 5-minute major assessed to the Panthers' Owen Powers. And we're waiting to see. I'm actually waiting to see what the official call is here, because it has not been updated yet here on the,
waiting to see them explain it to Coach Sinclair, too. They still haven't. They're over by the scorer's table, but they're not explaining it to Sinclair.
Okay, now there's not only the major to Powers, now there's another penalty that has been assessed. And it looks like that's a bench minor. Major. All right, so the face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Phil Johansson with the puck at the top of the circles. Patrick Daly getting over to Johansson. A shot saved by Klein. Jeremiah behind the net. And Mitch Allen doing a nice job clearing that all the way down.
And it was a boarding penalty for Powers, Bruce.
All right, so 12:34 left to play in the third period. The faceoff just outside the Middlebury zone, and the Panthers able to clear this down. And I'll tell you what, it's never a good thing when you get a penalty, but the penalty that they are killing off has certainly enthused the crowd and the players. That they are definitely skating hard here. Johansson with the puck at the top of the circles. Another save by Klein into the corner. 4:05 left in the major penalty to Powers, and a minute left in the second penalty. Another drive blocked by Klein. Jeremiah has it, not able to get it out. And David Belushi with it, and he clears it down again. And by the way, the second penalty was a bench penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. So that's what that second penalty was. So here come the Mammoths. A 5-on-3 power play. And we've got 11:37 left to play in the game. I'm laughing because we were just handed some pretzels.
You were, at least.
So the puck at the point. Peter von Steinberg with the puck at the point. Over to Fitzgerald. A shot loose in front. And another great play by David Belushi to break that up. 3 minutes left in the power play. A shot into the netting. A strong play by Jasanti. And I'll tell you what, the Panthers are showing a lot here, killing off this penalty.
And the crowd's as loud as they've been all year, too, just behind them because of the perceived ridiculousness of it all. I really feel that every time we've seen the officials come together this year, we've ended up with a 5-minute major for Middlebury.
Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Patrick Daly. Over to Johansson. A shot right into Klein's midsection, and he will hold on. 11:02 left to play third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Amherst. The unsportsmanlike conduct minor to the Middlebury bench has just ended. And so we've got 2:57 left on the boarding major to Owen Powers.
I didn't agree with that penalty to the bench. They were upset at the first call. And they get a second call because they were upset at the first call.
Well, unless I missed something, you know, when you have a penalty like that, I do believe that the coach is entitled to an explanation. I didn't get it. I don't blame Coach Sinclair for being upset about that at all. So, that being said, we've got 10:59 left to play third period. This face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Lindstrom taking the face-off for Middlebury against Mitch Allen, won by Allen, back to the point, and they can't keep it out, and Turnbull's got a semi-breakaway. Here he comes, and that is broken up by the Amherst defense. A nice play by Allen there, though. The Panthers doing a heck of a job on this penalty kill, and here comes Daly in front. It's loose, broken up by McClellan off the boards, and Middlebury has stopped another rush. 2:25 left to kill in this major. 10:27 left to play third period. Here come the Mammoths. Lupo bringing it into the Middlebury zone. Lupo sent to the ice by Belushi. And the puck is cleared. The puck behind Girard right now. And here come the Mammoths up the right side. Von Steinbergs brings it in. He's got Lupo with him. A shot that goes around the boards and out. All the way back down. Mooney has it, cross ice pass, but that is broken up by Belushi, who sends that back down again. 9:42 left to play, third period. 2-2 Middlebury and Amherst. A minute 30 left in the major penalty to Owen Powers for boarding. Here comes Fitzgerald. He sends it in. Lidstrom back into the left corner. Oda Johansson. Fitzgerald a shot. It's saved by Klein. And I'll tell you what, it is getting rough in front of Stephen Klein's net.
A lot of pushing and shoving after the whistle.
Well, Middlebury's frustrated, and to be honest with you, I don't blame them. I'm not sure if you can hear this, but there is a lot of yelling going on from both benches. Neither coach is really happy at the way this has been called.
A lot of yelling from the crowd, too.
So 9:22 left to play third period. This face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, who has had another strong game. Johansson taking the face-off against Ty. One by Ty. He goes forward, and that is out. A minute five left in the penalty to Powers, the boarding major. 2-2 this game, just about 9 minutes left. Here come the Mammoths. It is Lidstrom bringing in a shot. Shot again into Klein's midsection. And he will hold on again. 59 seconds left in the major. We've got 9:04 left to play third period. Shots on goal in the game. 30 for Amherst, 24 for Middlebury. And the face-off, it is Jasanti and Lupo, won by Lupo, back to the point. It is now Daly sending it over to Gilreath. He can't hold it in. And it comes out. And it's taken by White at the right side. His shot, that's saved by Klein into the left corner. White's got it again. 30 seconds left in the penalty, back to the point. Gilreath has it. Over to White. Over to Lidstrom. White has it again behind Klein. Back to Daly. Daly in the left circle. He gets it back to Johansson. A shot blocked. And it's sent all the way down by Jasanti. 10 seconds left in the penalty. And the Panthers have killed off both of those penalties. And as Jason just said, this building as loud as it's been all season. Off the boards, and now Amherst, I believe, is... I thought they had iced the puck there, apparently not. Back to the point, over to Van Steinbergs. It's loose in front, another save by Klein. Back to the point. Fitzgerald off the boards. Into the corner, McKee is there. It comes out, and it squirts out again. And it's Mooney with Van Steinbergs. Gets it up to Lupo. Lupo's got Fitzgerald and Bondra with him, deep in the zone, saved by Klein. Off the boards where Danner has it. Danner's got Ty with him. He's also got Allen, jumped into the zone. In the left corner, Danner in hard into the left corner. Danner and Ty, Allen there as well, off the boards to Jeremiah, who does a nice job keeping it in. A shot into the right corner. Danner looking for someone to pass to. Cycles it back to Ty. Ty cycles it in the corner again, leaving it for Fahey. Danner's got it again, looking for Ty, but he gets it to Fahey in the right corner. Danny Ty in the right corner. Ty still has it. The Mammoths cannot get the puck away from the Panthers in their zone. Panthers doing a nice job keeping it in there. Fahey with it again in the right corner. Ty has it now. He's going to go to the front. Shot. It's wrapped around. Saved by Girard. Jeremiah dumps it back in. Fahey has it now in the right circle. Here comes Fahey looking to the point, looking to Jeremiah. Jeremiah swings it around. Jasanti with it now. Cycles it back. He's got Danner in the left corner behind Girard. Danner's got it again. He's looking for someone to pass to. Danner still has it. He's got it to Fahey. The Panthers doing a great job with puck possession here. Cozzolito has it now. He does a nice job keeping it in. The puck has been in the Amherst zone for a minute and 40 seconds. And they finally get it out. Jack Fitzgerald has it now. 1-on-4. A shot right into Klein's midsection. And he will hold on. And Bellucci comes together with some of the Mammoths, and this is starting to get heated. Fortunately, cooler heads prevail as the players skate away.
Referee's doing a good job of getting right in between that, too.
5:41 left to play in the third period. This faceoff going to come to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who again, as we've said all season, another fantastic game. 33 shots for Amherst, 24 for Middlebury. Faceoff won by Powers. It's sent to Heinrichs, who dumps it in to the Amherst zone. He's in the left corner. Heinrichs avoiding a check, sending it back to Powers, who wraps it around. A shot. That one goes wide. Heinrichs doing a nice job keeping Mangiardi from getting set up. Over to Cozzolito. Cozzolito was looking for Allen, who was hanging out at the left side. Mangiardi brings it in. He is sent to the ice, and here come the Panthers. Allen has got Tkachuk with a shot. Oh, off Girard's glove, and Allen in there quickly for the rebound. Powers with a big hit. Under 5 minutes right now. Middlebury and Amherst going end to end. Jimmy McKee in the corner. The top line of White, Lindstrom, and Daly out there. Now it's stolen by Dineen off the boards for Allen. And here comes Middlebury. Turnbull off the boards as the Panthers complete part of a change here. Allen still out there, 1-on-4 off the boards. Taken by Fahey. Fahey back to Cozzolito. Cozzolito loses it to Lidstrom. Lidstrom's got White with him. A shot off the post. Amherst with a strong offensive rush there. And that one got part of the post.
Klein might have deflected it a little bit as well, too, to alter it.
I think Steven will take that. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Lupo, as we've got 4:22 left to play in this one. Lupo wins it, sends it in on Klein, who makes a leg save. Sends that into the corner up to Fahey. Fahey off the boards. He was looking for McClellan. Lupo's got it. He sends it back in. Danny Tai taking it. It's taken by Fitzgerald up high, and Klein will hold on to that. 4:01 left to play third period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 2.
And Amherst doing a good job pressuring after not getting the puck into their own offensive zone for, you said, what was a minute and 40?
Minute 45.
Yeah.
So Roche taking the faceoff against Jasanti, won by Roche, and here they come. Von Steinberg's bringing it in. He's met by Bellucci along the boards. And a shot sent in by Van Steinberg off part of the back of the net. In the right corner now, sent around by Bellucci over to Heinrichs, who tries to get it out. Oh, and it's sent back in, and Roche and Conlon with a nice tip. And Middlebury sending it in as both teams are changing here. David White dumping it into the Middlebury zone. It's picked up by Jimmy McKee, and here comes Middlebury. A long pass picked off by Johansson, taken by White. White has got Lindstrom and Daly with him. A shot that Klein saves, and he will hold on. 3:09 left to play third period. Middlebury and Amherst tied at 2.
I want to see Middlebury win this faceoff and dictate the positive momentum towards the goal of Connor Girard.
So this faceoff to the right of Klein. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. He takes it against Lidstrom. It's won by Lidstrom back into the right corner. Turnbull off the boards. Gilreath has it. Loses it to Daly. Daly sends it back in. It's taken by Danny Tai, and here he comes. Over to Powers. Powers loses it to Daly. Daly in the left circle. He drops it for Lupo. A shot. I don't think that one got through. Lupo still has it. He's being harassed in the corner by Powers, who sends it off the boards. That one is taken by Mooney. Sends it across to White, who dumps it in. He's got Fitzgerald there. Fitzgerald in the left corner. Back to Lupo. It's Fitzgerald, Lupo, and Bondra for the Mammoths. Bondra has it, gets it back to the point to Gilreath. Gilreath pinching in. Powers has it now for Middlebury. Sends it into the corner. Causalito brings it out. Sends it off the board for Turnbull, who finally gets it out as the Panthers change. Patrick Mooney has it now for the Mammoths. He sends it up to Roche. He loses it to Bellucci. It's dumped into the Middlebury zone, dumped into the Amherst zone, and that one is out of play. So a minute 37 left in the third period and the Panthers' season. And for Amherst, a minute 37 and possibly overtime away from a playoff seeding yet to be determined. Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Roche. Both of them kicked out of the faceoff circle. Fahey now taking it against Conlon. It's in the left corner, taken by Fahey. It's Vosepka along the boards right in front of his net. Taken by Ryan Ash. Sends it back to Belushi, back to Ash, behind Klein. Tai loses it to Roche. He's in the left corner. He's got Conlon with him. Roche to the point. Over to Esposito. Esposito to Johansson. Last minute of play in the third period. It's in the left corner as the Mammoths do a change, or do a partial change, to get their top line out there. It comes out, though, and Esposito has it, dumping it back in as they can complete their change. And we've got a whistle. And I'm not quite sure for what, but we've got 43 seconds left in the third period. This faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who has had a pretty good game today. And it's going to be Giasanti taking the faceoff against Lupo. A shot that is blocked. It's centered in front. That one goes wide. It's into the right corner. Jeremiah and Causalito back there. Causalito sending it around to Giasanti. Mooney tries to get it. Here comes Middlebury. It's Giasanti and Tkachuk. Giasanti with a backhand. That goes wide. 21 seconds left. Giasanti in the left corner. Causalito with a shot that's blocked. And Lidstrom gets it out. Here's a two-on-one for Amherst. It's Johansson with Lindstrom. And that'll do it in regulation.
We're going to overtime for the third time this season in a fitting way, because who really wants the season to end?
You make a good point there, but boy, was that an exciting third period. Again, 34 shots for Amherst, 24 for Middlebury. And I have to just verify that that's correct, but that's what we have right now, and there's a two-minute break between the end of regulation and the overtime period, and boy, was that an exciting period or what?
Yeah, and with 20 seconds to go, I thought that Giasanti was, I was really hoping, was going to get that last goal there. Because he told us before the game he had something special, and these seniors certainly leaving it all on the ice.
Yeah, they certainly are. And again, you have to give them credit. They have not given up, and they have brought their A game today. And one of the best games I think we've seen them play all season.
Yeah, and got to love that the crowd's behind them. A very good crowd here on senior night. And just sad to see it end for these guys that have given everything they've had to this program the last 4 years.
Okay, again, let me just correct myself here, because the shots on goal for the Mammoths are actually 37 for Amherst and 25 for Middlebury. So just to make sure that we're accurate with that. And so, again, no carryover penalties or any extracurriculars. And so we've got 5 minutes left in the overtime period. It wouldn't end any other way, would it?
No, absolutely not.
So we'll see. It was a pretty heated period, again, highlighted by a five-minute major to Owen Powers and for boarding, and then an unsportsmanlike conduct to the Middlebury bench. And again, boy, if Middlebury is able to pull this out, what a great way to end the season.
Yeah, and they've got 5 minutes left. Just continue to press hard and see what you can do.
All right, so we're just about ready to get started with the overtime period. Again, shots on goal, 37 for Amherst, 25 for Middlebury. Amherst 0 for 4 on the power play, Middlebury 1 for 3. And here we go, ready to start the overtime period. Vinny Gisante taking the faceoff against Joey Lupo. And the faceoff won by Gisante, taken by Lupo. Brings it into the zone. It is Bondra trying to set it up in front, broken up by the Middlebury defense. Cozzolito in the left corner, taken by Gisante. And Kachuk off the boards. Johansson has it right now. He gives it to Gisante, but Middlebury is way offsides. They got to come back. Gisante dumping it in. And along the boards, Mark McClellan has got Kamil Kachuk and Vinny Gisante. A shot saved by Girard into the corner. 4:16 left in overtime. That's Jack Fitzgerald sending it down. David Bellucci bringing it up for the Panthers. Owen Powers bringing it in. Powers in the right corner. He's got Allen with him. Comes back out. He's got Turnbull, too. So we've got Powers, Turnbull, and Allen with Bellucci and Ash out there. The Mammoth's trying to get it out, and they can't. However, Patrick Daly comes up. He's got Lidstrom and White with him. It's in the Middlebury zone. Bellucci around the boards, sending it to Ash. And here come the Panthers. A long pass to Allen, who brings it in. Danny Tye has it. Tye sends it around the boards where it's picked off by Amherst. Taken by Daly. Here he comes. Daly dumps it in the right corner as the Mammoths change. Jimmy McKee has it, sends it up to Allen. Allen over to Danner on the left side. He dumps it in. Roche dumps it in. It's Vosepka, Roche, and Mangiardi. Now for Amherst along the boards. Dineen has it on the left corner. 2:55 left to play. Back to the point. Johansson, a drive saved by Klein. And Von Steinbergs has it in front of the Middlebury bench. Taken by Danner. Here come the Panthers. It's Ty, Danner, and Fahey. The Panthers changing their defense now. Gisante out there, too. So it's Jeremiah and Cozzolito, the defenseman, with Fahey, Gisante, and Danner, the forwards. Danner off the boards, bringing it in. Gisante in the right corner, sent around. 2:11 left to play in overtime. Jeremiah sending it over to Cozzolito. Cozzolito will dump it in. And it's in the right corner now, taken by Bondra. Bondra off the boards. Here they come. Bondra skating right in front of the Middlebury bench. Sent it to the right corner. Left for Powers. Powers leaves it for Cozzolito. Cozzolito around the boards to Jeremiah. Jeremiah up to McClellan. The Panthers having some trouble getting it out here. 1:35 left in overtime. Cozzolito leaving it for Jeremiah. Jeremiah looking to hit Powers. And it's taken by the Mammoths. Comes back in on Klein, who sends it around the boards. Patrick Daly has it in the right corner. He goes behind Klein. He's got White and Lidstrom as it squirts out. And here comes Amherst. They've got a 3-on-2. It is Daly off the crossbar. Oh my goodness. Daly shot that right off the crossbar. And it comes in on the Mammoth's Connor Girard. End-to-end action here as we had 45 seconds left in the overtime period. Ryan Ash over to Bellucci. Brought in. It's centered by Allen. End-to-end action here. And David White met by the truck that is Bellucci along the boards and not able to get it out. Patrick Mooney dumping it in as it comes behind Klein. Bellucci has it. 12 seconds left. It's shot in the right corner. Ash has it. Off the boards. It's gloved by White. In front, and that's going to do it. Middlebury and Amherst skate to a 2-2 tie in the final game of the season. The Panthers gut this one out and get a point out of this one. And if nothing else, they played a pretty good game and they had some things go against them in this one. Got to give them a lot of credit for coming out of this one with a point. A great game. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The President's Day sales event is going on now at the AutoMaster Honda. Lease a 2018 Honda HRV LX all-wheel drive for just $199 per month for 36 months, 36,000 miles a year. Take a test drive today at the AutoMaster, ahead of the curve. Price based on stock number 18H0099, $29.99 cash or trade. First payment due at signing. Vermont tax, registration and fees, dealer fees, gap insurance, and preferred AutoMaster package. See dealer for details. The AutoMaster Honda, Route 7 Shelburne. TheAutoMasterHonda.com.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you'd need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you. And if you had to write a storybook ending for the end of the 2017-2018 season, you wouldn't have had it end any other way than a stalemate. The final score today between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Amherst College Mammoths, a 2-2 tie in a game that was very, very exciting. And Jason, I wouldn't expect anything less.
No, and for Middlebury, they finished 4-17-3 on the year. But it's one of those things where the record doesn't dictate how hard they played and to the stretches where they were really able to show how good they were. And we've talked about it all season long. But, again, another impressive performance by Stephen Klein. Just something we've come to expect. And for a young man who has aspirations to play at the next level, sky's the limit for him. And for the other guys who have aspirations off the ice, too, we know they're all going to be fine because they're all just such great kids. And it was really a pleasure to cover them this year. And we got five more minutes of hockey, so wasn't too bad.
Yeah, again, for the Panthers today, Eric Jeremiah lighting the lamp at 16:36 of the first period, and then Owen Powers scoring a power play goal at 19:37 of the second period. The scoring in the game, again, the final score 2-2. So each team get a point. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we will talk about what that point means for Amherst, who is going to start the playoffs next week. We'll be back right after this. We're going to take a break. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
The President's Day sales event is going on now at the AutoMaster Honda. Lease a 2018 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $199 per month for 36 months, 36,000 miles a year. Take a test drive today at the AutoMaster, ahead of the curve. Price based on stock number 18H0099, $29.99 cash or trade. First payment due at signing. Vermont tax, registration and fees, dealer fees, gap insurance, and preferred AutoMaster package. See dealer for details. The AutoMaster Honda, Route 7 Shelburne. TheAutoMasterHonda.com.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the Middlebury College Panthers and the Amherst College Mammoths have skated to a 2-2 tie in the final game of the Panther season. And for the Amherst Mammoths, they move on. More about that in a second. Right now, I'm going to take a look at our three stars of the game. And Jason, who did you have at number three?
Our third star of the game has to be Connor Girard, playing a strong game. And again, as Middlebury and Amherst skated to a 2-2 tie, 25 saves for Connor Girard, stopping a couple of good chances there by Middlebury. But Middlebury able to get a couple past him. And Eric Jeremiah with his first goal of the season. More on that in a second.
Yeah, our second star of the game from the Panthers, goaltender Stephen Klein, 38 shots, 36 saves. No real surprise there. He has been the team's MVP all season. And again, Stephen Klein, our second star of the game. And our number one star tonight with a goal and an assist from the Panthers, number 33, Eric Jeremiah, playing a strong all-around game, the straw that stirs the drink. And again, Eric with a goal and an assist tonight in the Panthers' final game of the 2000 2017-2018 season. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more on the playoff seedings in the NESCAC. Also, a look at the NHL scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark.
Hey, Martin.
Yes?
It got kind of cold last night.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we can start the pellet stove tonight?
We?
You know what I mean, Martin.
No, go ahead and spell it out for me.
Well, we don't have any wood pellets.
We have tons of wood pellets. What are you talking about? Need a delivery? Go ahead, set one up. We deliver all the time.
Martin.
Kathleen.
Ugh, would you just bring some home so you can start the pellet stove?
I kind of figured that's what you were getting at. For all the wood pellets you'd need, including Luzon, Lignetics, and Inferno, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
To Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the Panthers and Mammoths of Amherst College have skated to a 2-2 tie in the last game of the Panthers' season this year. A game that was pretty exciting from end to end. All three periods and overtime, pretty exciting. Eric Jeremiah today for the Panthers with a goal and assist. Goaltender Stephen Klein stopping 36 of the 38 saves that he faced in a game that really not a bad way to go out considering the way their season went. They really showed a lot of fight in this one and were able to get a point on the final day of the season and have some impact on the playoff standings for the Mammoths.
Yeah, that they will. Amherst is going to end up playing Wesleyan, the number 3 seed playing the number 6 seed, but we'll run through the rest of the NESCAC standings just so everybody knows. Trinity finished in first. We already knew that. Connecticut College finished in second. Amherst is the 3rd seed. Hamilton's the 4th seed, or technically tied for 3rd, but they're below Amherst in the rankings. Colby's 5th. Wesleyan's 6th, or tied for 5th, depending on how you want to look at it. Williams is 7th, and Tufts is 8th. But again, we were talking about it off the air. Any team could beat any team. It's not a guarantee that Trinity's going to go in there and wipe out Tufts. So it'll be an exciting NESCAC playoffs to watch on the men's side. And on the women's side, a very familiar team playing right here.
Yeah, the Panthers, the Lady Panthers, clinching the NESCAC regular season title. No real surprise there. Congratulations to them on a great season. 13-1-2 in the conference. Just another outstanding season for the Lady Panthers. Their playoff season starts next Saturday here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena at 1 o'clock. They'll be taking on the Wesleyan Cardinals right here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. But for the Panthers, that is it for this season. And before we go, we're going to take one final look at the NHL scoreboard. And we'll take a look at some of the action that is going on today. The NHL regular season sort of heading into the home stretch, and we'll see some of the action that is going on today.
Brewster Devils and Hurricanes are knotted at 1 with 7:17 to go in the second period. Penguins have a 2-0 lead over the Blue Jackets, 11:02 to go in the first period of that one. Earlier on, Flyers beat the Rangers by a score of 7-4. Oilers pass the Avalanche by a score of 4-2. Later on, the Maple Leafs are going to take on the Red Wings. That game's set to start at 7. Panthers and Jets set to go against each other. Stars and Sharks set to go against each other, both those games at 8 o'clock.
Well, that's going to do it for us for this season. The final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, the Panthers and Mammoths tied at 2. I want to thank Jimmy Tye, our engineer, for keeping us humming along all season long. He definitely has been a pleasure to work with. He keeps us on task.
And we have to thank Ken Barlow and Jamie Dennis as well for helping put us on the air. Jamie working behind the scenes sometimes when we've had a couple of technical issues. And really a guy you can reach 24/7.
We've reached them 24/7. But again, thank you to everybody. And we also want to thank our sponsors, because our broadcasts are not inexpensive to do. We travel all over New England with the team. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for making these games possible. Jason, also want to thank you. It's been a real pleasure for doing the games with you this year.
And I was going to say thank you, too, from the bottom of my heart. You've taught me about work ethic. You've taught me about hockey. You've taught me about organization. You didn't teach me about coffee. I knew that one because we both love Dunkin' Donuts. But it's been a real pleasure to work with you, and I've had a lot of fun.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. And again, the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85, Arena Middlebury and Amherst 2. Again, for my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler, and Jimmy Tai, our amazing engineer. I want to thank everybody for a great season, and we will catch you next year.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Waybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.